The amazing thing is how fast we change.
最奇妙的事情就是我们改变了几块。
Some people change very fast from being bad to good.
有些人从很坏变得很好。
Others who are good begin to become worse.
有些人呢从很好了变得更糟糕了。
After the blessings of God, they forget Him.
就神给他祝福之后呢，他们就忘记了神。
But those who are grateful.
但是那些充满感恩的心的。
Ongoing aspect of God upon their life.
看到神呢不断的恩典在他们生命。
Every day is a day of miracles.
每一天呢都是神迹的一天。
Because you turn your heart to God.
因为如果人心转向神。
He is continually an answer for your life.
他就不断的垂听你的祷告。
He is the answer when you're young.
当你年轻的时候，他就是你的答案。
He is the answer when you get older.
当你年更老的时候，他也是你的答案。
Whether you live or you die.
无论你生或者死。
He's always been the answer.
他永远都是你的答案。
This morning.
今天早上呢
It's resurrection morning.
是个复活的早上
So we have to come out of our graves.
所以我们必须从我们的坟墓中出来
Is that right?
对不对呢
As I mentioned to you
我跟你们提过了
When Lazarus was in the cave
当拉撒路呢在坟墓里面的时候
Or rather in the tomb
在了坟茔里面的时候
4 days he was dead
他死了四天
And Jesus said we will go and see our friend
然后耶稣跟他们说了我们要去看我们的朋友拉撒路
And he stood outside the cave
他呢就站在了这个洞穴的外面
Call out the name of Lazarus.
然后呼求了拉撒路的名
Lazarus come forth.
拉撒路出来
When Lazarus came out,
当拉撒路出来之后呢
He was a bundle of bandages.
他就有很多的裹尸布包裹着他
He was wrapped all around with death clothes.
他就被了裹尸布包裹着他
And Jesus said, unbind him and let him go.
然后耶稣说你们要把他脱掉那些捆绑然后让他离开
Even though nobody sees, God sees our need and he touches us in our life.
虽然没有人看见，但是神看到我们的需要，触摸了我们的生命。
You've been dead for 4 days.
他死了四天。
Only one who is alive can make that happen.
只有一个复活的神可以使这事情发生。
Jesus said, "Lazarus, come forth."
耶稣说：“拉撒路出来。
”But all that God has done in his life is still hidden in a cave.
但是神在他生命中所做的一切还是隐藏在洞穴里面。
So many times God is doing secretly in our lives, but we don't acknowledge that.
很多时候神在秘密的在我们生命中运行着但是我们不知道
God is changing us from within.
神在内心改变着我们
Changing the way we think.
改变着我们的思想方式
Changing the way we believe.
改变我们的相信的方式
Changing the way we respond to him.
改变我们对他回应的方式
So in our hearts we have changed.
所以在我们心中我们已经改变了
But nobody in the world can see it.
但是在外面的人看不见
And so that's the reason why many people's miracles don't glorify God.
为什么很多人的见证呢没有给神荣耀
I would to God you understand.
我希望你们能够明白
When God touch our life,
当神触摸我们的生命
He's sending a message to the world.
他向世界发出这个信息
That this message works.
就是说这个信息是行得通的神是真实的
When you open your mouth,
当你张开你的口
and begin to testify.
开始做见证
Supernatural things are happening in the heavens
超自然事情开始发生在天堂
Because to whom much is given
因为呢给谁更多
Much will also be required
就像谁多取
So when God is doing a miracle in your life
所以如果神在你生命中做的神迹
Don't hide in the cave
不要把它隐藏在山洞里面
Even if you do, he wants you to get out
就算你在这样做他要你出来
He wants to use a man who is changed from inside
他要使用那个在里面已经被改变的人
So when Lazarus came out
对当拉撒路出来的时候
People could see he's alive
人们看到他是活着的
But he's not normal
但是他不是正常的
Because bandage is all around his face
因为他裹尸布包裹着他整个面孔
He's walking out as a mummy out
就好像一个呢木乃伊这样走出来
But there's no real miracle until the cloth is taken away
没有真正神迹发生直到那裹尸布呢
removed,
被移开了
When they remove the bandage
当他把那裹尸布移开之后呢
They saw his skin has not been decayed
他们看见他的皮肤呢没有腐烂
There was no smell
还没有尸臭
There's no
尸臭的味道
leftover
没有那腐烂的味道
Of his past
他之前的
Because God set him free immediately
神马上的释放了他过去的拦阻了他
So the things that God is doing in our life
所以神在我们生命中所做的
We got to allow God to share that clarity of message to them
我们必须允许神让这个信息呢很清楚的被发出去
Now they know God is alive
所以我们知道神是活着的
Not only is he alive
不单单他是活着的
But he gives life
但是他赐给我们生命
And so when they unbind him and let him go
所以当他们把他的捆脱绑之后让他离开的时候呢
they could see God's work on his life.
他们可以看见神的事工在他们生命
you must open up your life.
所以你必须敞开你的生命
so that others can see what God is doing.
只要别人能够看见神在你生命中所动的工
when he heals you.
当他医治了你之后
when he restores you.
当他呢恢复了你之后
when he changes your life.
当他改变你的生命之后
it's nothing wrong to talk about the past.
我们讲过去是没有错的
if you have overcome it.
如果你已经胜过他了
That's the way we've got to go.
这就是我们的要朝向的方向。
I believe that God will speak to us in so many ways.
我相信神呢要用不同的方式跟我们说话。
So that we can live His life.
所以我们可以活出他的生命。
When our light breaks out,
当我们的生命突破之后呢
，others will see the light.
别人会看见的亮光。
And that light will change their life.
这个亮光会改变他们的生命。
Your light allows them to see the pathway.
你的生命使到他们看见他们前面的道路。
So if you have broken through.
所以你如果你已经突破了
，others realize they can break through too.
别人就察觉到他们也可以突破。
Sometimes all you need is a little measure of faith for themselves.
有时候呢，你只需要的一点点信心加添给他们。
Your testimony can push them.
你的见证可以推动他们。
Sometimes we need help.
有时候我们需要别人的帮忙。
If we are by ourselves,
如果我们自己活着自己的生命
，we may not know what to do.
我们不懂要做什么。
But if God brings us into a place and each one of us are equalized, then we realize if they can do it, we can do it.
但神把大家一个同等的地位，我们就发觉到，如果他们做得到，
also,
我们也可以做到。
Also coming to the house of God is important because when God is touching somebody else, there's an overflow.
因为来到神的家中呢很重要，因为如果神的触摸某一个人，将会有满溢出来的。
And the power of God just begin to fall on people's lives.
所以神的生命，神的能大能力的就可以满溢出来。
Sometimes you don't know God is touching us.
有时候不知道神在触摸我们。
Like God begin to call Samuel.
好像神在呼召撒母耳。说 Samuel.
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 But Samuel didn't know God.
但是撒母耳那时候不认识神。
But he was in God's presence.
那他在神的同在里面。
He never heard God before.
他从来没有听过神的声音。
But suddenly he realized.
突然间他察觉到了。
Because he asked the priest.
因为他问那个祭司。
Eli.
以利。
I've been hearing this sound.
我不断听到这个声音。
I'm a young person. I can't discern what is taking place.
我是个少年人，我不能够分辨我所听到的东西。
Eli said.
以利说。
If the voice call you again.
如果那个声音再一次的呼召你。
Answer it this way.
你要这样的来回答他。
So he waited.
所以他就等待。
The next morning, God began to call Samuel, Samuel.
第二天早晨，那个声音在呼召说，撒母耳，撒母耳。
He said, "Here I am, Lord."
他马上说，我在这里，神。
If somebody helped you.
如果某个别人帮助到你。
You can make the connection.
你就开始这个联系。
Sometimes you look at spiritual technology.
有时候你看见的这属灵的工艺科技。
Somebody give you the access code.
如果某人呢，别人给你的这个密码。
Give you the access code.
给你这个密码。
And tell you what number it is.
告诉你是什么号码。
You can enter in.
你就可以进入了。
Are you listening?
听到吗？
That's why it's important to hear what God is saying.
所以很重要，听到神所说的。
Because all we want to do is give you the access code.
因为我们所要做的就是给你这个密码。
And you can enter.
你就可以进入。
Into places you don't know before.
进入了以前从来没有进过的地方。
You never thought it was possible.
你从来不以为是可能的。
But it's possible.
但是可能的。
I can see that even young people are getting dreams.
我可以看见呢，看到了，就算少年人也可以做异梦。
Because when the Holy Spirit is poured out.
因为当圣灵被倾倒出来之后
，Our sons and daughters will prophesy.
我们的少年人将发言。
The young men will have dreams.
那个少年人将梦到异梦。
The old men will have dreams.
那个老年人也梦到异梦。
If you open your eyes,
如果你敞开你的眼睛
，that dream can become a reality.
那个梦呢可以成为成真。
Because you're in a company of people who know God.
因为你在一群那些认识人神的人当中。
If you're in a company of people who don't know God,
如果你在一群不认识神的人当中呢
，your life will be full of misery.
你的生命又充满了这各种不愉快。
Because when you don't have any answers,
因为你这样没有答案。
Whatever you say is not working.
你所说的东西是行不通的，行不出来的。所以你要看上往上看。
Because God can show us the way.
因为神给启示给我们他的道路。
Do you believe that?
你相信吗
？This morning I want to take you to the place.
今天早上带你到一个地方呢。
That can totally set you free.
可以完全的释放你们。
Come with me to Matthew 16.
那么打开马太福音16章。
Jesus said, "Who do people say that I am?"
耶稣问他们说，人们说我是谁呢
？Some said Jeremiah.
有人说是耶利米吗
？Others said Elijah.
有人说是以利沙吗
？Some said another name.
有人说是别的名字。
But Jesus asked them.
但是耶稣问他们。
In verse 15.
在第十五节。
Who do you say that I am?
那么你们说我是谁呢
？And Simon Peter answered.
西门彼得就说。
You are the Christ.
你是基督。
The Son of the Living God.
是永生神的儿子。
And Jesus said to him, "Blessed are you, Simon Barjona."
耶稣马上跟他说，西门你是有福的。
Because flesh and blood did not reveal this to you.
因为属血气也不能够启示这个给你。
But my Father who is in heaven.
但是我天上的父启示这个给你。
So when God the Father began to move.
但是当天父开始运行的时候。
I said, when God the Father begins to move,
我说当天父开始运行的时候
and give you a revelation about His Son,
给你这个启示关于他儿子的
because we have a lot to do with His Son,
因为我们对他儿子有很多东西我们要做
it's through Him that our lives are going to be changed,
是借着他我们的生命将要改变
so the Father wants to show who the Son is,
所以天父要启示给我们看他的儿子是谁
so that everyone will learn to turn to the Son,
每个转向他儿子的
the Lord Jesus Christ,
耶稣基督
so the Bible says,
圣经告诉我们
that the Father gave him revelation.
天父给他这个启示。
Peter said, "Thou art the Christ."
彼得说你是基督。
The Son of the Living God.
永生神的儿子。
And Jesus said, "Upon this rock I'll build my church."
耶稣说在这磐石上我建立我的教会。
Jesus is not only the builder.
耶稣不单单是个建造者。
He is the foundation.
他是个根基。
He is the cornerstone.
他是个房角石。
He is the material.
他是个材料。
He is everything.
他是所有的一切。
So if we know him.
如果我们认识他。
If we understand what he is doing.
我们可以明白他是谁。
Then our lives will be totally set free.
我们的生命将完全的被释放。
Are you listening?
你听到吗?
Who do you say that I am?
那么你说我是谁呢?
That's why our eyes must be open.
所以我们眼目要敞开。
We must see who he is.
我们要看见他是谁。
Because he is our life.
因为他是我们的生命。
We carry his spirit.
我们带着他的圣灵。
We carry his purpose.
我们带着他的旨意。
What God began in Jesus.
神在耶稣身上所动的工。
Is completed in the church.
在教会里面被完成了。
He is the head.
他是头。
We are the body.
我们是他的身体。
You cannot despise the church.
我们不可以轻看教会。
And say the church is not relevant.
你说教会是不实际的。
Because the church is his body.
哦，因为教会乃是他的身体。
So more and more of the head will come into our life.
更多的这个头呢，要进入我们的生命。
Imagine you are the head.
想象了你是那个头
and the rest of it is the body.
其他人是身体
whatever you think
你所想的东西
moves every part of your body.
你使到你的身体能够移动
your mind connects to all the organs in your body.
你的思想跟你身上所有的器官的联系
so that when God touches your mind
所以当神触摸你的思想
touches your thinking
触摸你的思维
touches your obedience
触摸你的顺服
and touch your emotions
触摸你的情绪
and touch your will
触摸你的
Then every aspect of your life begin to change.
你生命的每一方面就开始改变。
If your body is not connected,
如果你的身体跟它没有联系
whatever the head wants, the body cannot do.
头要的呢，这个身体呢就行不出来。
It's just like seeing a very strong man.
就好像看见一个很强壮的人。
Who cannot act on his own.
但是不能够自己去行动。
That's why when you and I are completed in Jesus,
所以你跟我在耶稣里面被完全之后
our lives will never be the same again.
我们生命将再也不一样。
Some of us walk without head.
我们现在呢，没有头这样的行走。
There's a lot of people like that.
很多人就是无头族。
They're vertically disconnected to God.
就是他们跟神没有联系。
Their heart is not connected.
心没有跟神联系。
Their mind is not connected.
思想没有跟神联系。
Their will is not connected.
意志没有跟神联系。
So whatever God wants to do in their life,
所以神要在他们生命中所做的工
turns out to be empty.
但是却行不出来。
But this morning,
但是今天早上
I want to show you,
我要告诉你们
that God the Father began to speak to Peter and show him that he, the Son is the Christ.
天父开始向彼得启示说这个儿子就是基督。
And then again in chapter 17.
然后在第十七章
Come with me quickly to chapter 17.
我们快快打开第十七章
The Father, the Son and the Holy Spirit
圣父、圣子、圣灵
is made known
被彰显出来了
Once again in Mount Transfiguration
在那登山的时候
In verse 2 chapter 17
第十七章的第二节
The Bible says Jesus took Peter, James and John
就是耶稣带了彼得、约翰和雅各
And brought them up to this mountain
把他们带到山上
And he was transfigured before them
在那边呢他就改变他的形象
And behold Elijah and Elisha
就是以利亚跟以利沙
From the Old Testament appeared on that mountain
在旧约的时候呢在山上呢出现了
And the Bible says the face of Jesus shone like light
圣经告诉我们呢，耶稣的脸好像光这样发亮
like the brightness of the noonday sun,
就好像日头这样的亮
and his garment became as white as light.
然后他的衣裳呢，好像白的发亮
So here again, God the Father is giving a revelation to Peter, James and John.
然后再一次天父呢，给这启示给彼得、雅各跟约翰
There's another aspect of God that you did not know.
就是在有神的另外一方面你们还没有认识到的
Every day of our life.
我们生命的每一天
How many days of our life?
我们生命有多少天
Talk to me this morning
多少天生命的多少天
Every day of our life
我们生命的每一天
God wants to open our eyes
是要打开我们的眼睛
To see him in a new way
再一次看见全新的他
In a greater way
更伟大的他
Because whatever happens to him
因为发生在他身上
Will happen to us
也会发生在我们身上
Because he's a supply line
因为他是供应的源头
That's why we pray in Jesus' name
所以我们奉耶稣的圣名来祷告
We cast out devils in Jesus' name
我们奉耶稣的圣名赶鬼
Because if it's not Jesus, nothing happens
因为如果没有耶稣没有事情可以发生
Jesus speaks, idols don't
耶稣说话那个偶像不能说话
Jesus make men make my idols
耶稣创造人人却创造偶像
But he is the only one who is alive
他是唯一活着的
So our eyes must be open
所以我们眼目要被打开
To see who he is
看见他是谁
So in chapter 17 God opened up another measure
所以在第十七章呢神打开了另外一个层面
Peter opened his mouth and said it's good we are here let's build tabernacle one for Moses one for Elijah and one for Jesus
彼得就说了我们 来这边很好我们在这边很好我们来做这个帐篷一个给摩西一个给
This time God began to speak.
这个时候呢，神开始说话。
In verse 5,
在第五节
，While he was still speaking, a bright cloud overshadowed them.
他们在说话的时候呢，一个很光亮的云呢，开始遮盖了他们。
All of a sudden, everything is overshadowed.
忽然之间，所有一切都被遮盖了。
And a voice spoke out from the cloud.
然后在云当中呢，就一个声音发出来，跟他们说话。
This is my beloved son.
跟他们说，这是我的爱子。
Listen to him.
你们要呢，听从他。
So there's another dimension of revelation.
对，这是另外一个层面的启示。
In Matthew 16,
在马太福音十六章。
And then in Matthew 17.
在马太福音十七章。
So God began to add little by little, help them understand the Jesus they are following.
所以他们神不再增加一点一点，开始让他们明白他们所跟随的耶稣是谁。
Because there are so many traditional Christians.
因为很多的传统性的基督徒。
Who only go to church on Sunday.
只是礼拜天去教堂而已。
Who don't know him on Monday.
星期一不认识他。
They have no clue.
他们根本想不通。
But God cannot build a church on.People who have no knowledge.
但是神不能够建立他的教会在一群人当中，没有不认识他的人身上。
God's looking for people whose eyes are open.
神在寻找一群人，他们的眼睛被打开。
Those who understand who He is.
那明白他是谁的。
If you know your God, you shall do valiantly.
如果你认识你的神，你要做伟大的事情。
The Bible says, if you know your God, you'll take action.
圣经告诉我，如果你认识你的神，你会采取行动。
If you don't know this God,
如果你不认识这个神
，there are a lot of things that will die out in your life.
很多东西呢，在你的生命中会死掉。
So you got to open your eyes.
所以你要打开你的眼睛。
You got to ask God to open your eyes.
你要请求神打开你的眼睛。
So that you'll see Him beyond flesh and blood.
所以你看见是超过骨血去的。
Beyond the natural.
超过这自然性的。
Just go to church.
我们去教会吧。
Listen to a sermon.
来听从这个信息。
Read the Bible.
读圣经。
Everything becomes ritual.
这些东西都是好像很。
But the more you know Him.
但是你认识他更多。
You realize He is life.
你发觉到他是活着的。
I said, the more you know him,
你认识他更多。
You realize he is hope.
你更加发觉到他是你的盼望。
He is the future.
他是我们的未来。
That's why I got to interact with him.
所以你要跟他有这个联系。
If you touch him,
如果你触摸了他，
work with him,
跟他一起同工，
connect with him,
跟他一起联系。
Whatever happens in his life,
发生在他生命中的，
will happen upon us,
也会发生在我们的身上。
That's why the Bible says,
所以圣经告诉我们，
every day of your life,
你的生命的每一天，
he's changing you.
他不断的改变着你。
One of the things he's doing in your life is to give the knowledge of God in back.To you.
其中一个他叫所做的就是把神的知识的加添给你。
Because if you know him as a father, you'll be a son.
如果你认识他是你的天父，你就是他的儿子。
If you know him as Lord, you'll understand the authority of God upon our lives.
如果你认识他是你的主的话，你会明白的，他的权柄在你的身上。
If you see him as a provider, you have no fear for lack.
如果你看见他是你的供应者，你将不会害怕有缺乏。
And God wants to show himself real to you.
神要启示他自己是真实的给你。
When your eyes become open,
当你眼睛被打开之后，
supernatural things will take place.
超自然事情就可以发生。
Let's go to Acts chapter 2.
让我们打开了使徒行传第二章。
The next time that Peter is talking about Jesus.
下一次彼得讲到耶稣的时候呢，
he has an expanded revelation.
现在呢，他的意象呢已经被扩大了。
Not only thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God.
他认识他是永生神的儿子。
Not only this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased.
不但他知道这是我的爱子，是我所喜悦的。
Peter takes it to the next level.
现在彼得去到更高的阶层。
And explains the gospel.
就开始的解释这个福音。
Are you ready this morning?
你今天准备好了吗？
Talk to me. Are you ready?
告诉我们你准备好了吗？
You know, no matter who you are.
无论你是谁。
You must be re-educated.
你必须重新受教育。
Because there are things that are changing.
因为事情不断的改变。
We are walking into the computerized world.
我们走进了这个电脑的世界。
A digital world.
然后数码的世界。
A virtual world.
是这个世界。
A cyber world.
或者是呢，这个
It is almost like moving in the spirit.
好像知性的世界，就好像在灵里面运行这样。
Are you listening?
听到吗？
So even the church members, even though you're young or old, you just got to upgrade.
所以不论是教育的话，你年长年老了，你们都要呢提升你们自己。
That's why some of these messages you think who can understand.
所以看到这个信息，你说谁能够明白呢？
We are just ordinary people.
我们是平凡的人啊。
That's why you don't understand.
所以你不明白就是这样。
When you're extraordinary, you will understand.
如果你是不平凡的，你就能够明白。
It's the Father's good desire to speak to you.
是天父的心意要跟你们说话。
So that you'll honor the Son.
你可以的尊重他的儿子。
So that you'll be built well.
是让你可以好好的被建立。
Are you listening?
你听到吗？
God wants you to stay alive.
所以神要你。活着
Stay strong,
刚强的
so that all that Jesus is,
所以不论耶稣是怎样的
we can become,
我们可以成为像他这样的人
except the two,
在使徒行传第二章
Man of verse 22,
在第二十二节
Man of Israel, listen to these words,
这个以色列人啊，你们听到我的话
You know, I'm glad that the Bible is written.
我高兴的，这圣经被写出来了。
We're not just hearing stories by word of mouth.
我们不是听的故事的，借着人手口中所传下来的。
Written for instruction.
乃是被写下来给我们这个指示。
Sometimes we don't even know why we're celebrating Easter.
有时候我们不懂了，我们为什么庆祝这个复活节
？Because we have so many confusion of Easter eggs, Easter bunny.
因为我们很多的那个混乱啊，叫做啊复活节、复活蛋啊等等啊。
I'm sorry to disappoint you. It's not part of the Bible.
这些东西呢，都不是属于圣经的。
Oh, we got to just show them the Bible way.
哦，我们要告诉他们的圣经的方式。
And that's what Peter began to speak.
所以彼得开始说话
了。In verse 22, he says, Jesus a Nazarene, a man attested to you by God with miracles, signs, and wonders, which God performed through him in your midst, just as you yourself know.
神借着拉撒勒尼耶稣在你们中间施行异能奇事神迹，将他证明出来，这是你们自己知道的。
I'm going to cover a few things.
我要跟你们讲一些东西。
So that when you read the Bible again, you can fully understand that Peter was talking what you need to know today.
开始读圣经的时候，你明白我们今天所讲的是什么。
The first one is Jesus is a man.
第一个讲到耶稣是一个人。
Speaking about his humanity.
讲到他是属人性的。
He is a real man.
他是个真实的人。
The first man was Adam.
第一个人是亚当
，But Adam failed.
亚当失败了。
God raised up another man.
神兴起另外一个人。
This is the second man.
这是第二个人。
Second order of creation.
这是第二个的创造。
The first one became a sinner.
第一个人成为犯罪
了。Second one became a son.
第二个人成为儿子。
So he is the man.
所以他是个人。
If you look at him, you know what man ought to be like.
你如果看着耶稣的生命，知道人应该怎样的。
If man wants to be good man.
人如果要成为一个好人
to become strong man,
一个刚强的人
the pattern is Christ,
这个模式就是基督
because he is the man,
因为他是个人
and if you want to know real marriage,
如果你要知道真正的婚姻
the love that he has for his church is like the mystery of marriage,
他对教会的爱就好像婚姻的奥秘这样
not only live properly as a man,
不但活在真正男人的样子
but he modeled his life for men,
但是他模范的成为怎样成为一个模范的人
he was born into this world of a woman,
他这从借着童女而生
raised in a family,
在一个家庭被出生
of brothers and sisters,
有兄弟姐妹
so Jesus had a normal beginning,
所以耶稣一个平常的出生
but yet without sin,
但是却没有犯罪
and this is important,
所以这个是很重要
a man can live a righteous life,
人可以活着一个公义的生命
obey his parents,
离开他的父母
do the things that needs to be done,
做应该做的
He was ordinary man.
他是个普通的人。
In case some of us don't understand.
如果我们一直不明白。
Oh, Jesus is different.
哦，耶稣不一样啊。
He's not different.
他是根本不是跟我一样。
Different only by nature.
他只是性情不一样。
But every man can resist sin.
但是每一个人都可以拒绝犯罪。
I said everyone can live righteously.
每一个人都可以活出公义的生命。
We can practice righteousness.
我们可以操练公义。
So Jesus presented his body so that the will of God can be done.
所以耶稣献上他的身体，使到神的旨意可以成就。
So Jesus is a man.
所以耶稣是一个人
Speaking about his humanity,
讲到他是属人的
past point one,
这是我们的第一点
Let me go to point number two,
这给我们第二点
Jesus is a God man,
神耶稣是属神的人
He speaks about his divinity,
讲到了他的神圣
That means God could live in Christ,
所以是说神可以住在基督里面
Can you say amen to that?
可以说 amen 吗?
The Bible says the fullness of God dwell in Jesus in a bodily form.
这个完全的神呢住在耶稣的这个属人的里面。
What it means is that Jesus lived in such a way that God could live in him.
耶稣活出这样的样式，是说让神可以住在他里面。
Not only his presence was in the church.
不但他的同在在教会。
Presence was God in the temple.
他同在不是在圣殿而已。
But God can come and live inside you.
但是现在神可以住在你里面。
This is a revelation that you need to know.
这是个启示，你必须知道。
God coming and living and abiding inside.
神住在你里面，可以住在你里面。
So you can have a body.
所以你可以有一个身体。
A life.
一个生命
in which God is moving in.
神可以在你里面运行。
If God can move in with you,
如果神可以在你里面运行
like you know, your parents move in with you, that means they stay in the same house.
就是说你的父母跟你一起运行，就是说你们两个住在同个家里面。
I'm using the word move in.
我在用这话啊这句话运行。
Because God want to change your life.
因为神要改变你的生命。
Make you the real man.
使得你成为一个真正的人。
What Milky asked concerning her husband.
Milky 要求她丈夫做什么呢
She wants a real man.
她要得到一个真正的男人
Meaning,
意思是说
Man with the highest standard.
一个有高标准的人
Not lower.
不是个低标准的
I wish every parent will ask their children to go up higher, not lower.
我希望每个父母都要求她儿女的去要更高而不是去要更低
Every wife will ask their husband to go up higher.
每个妻子都要求她丈夫去要更高
Every pastor will ask their leaders to go to the next level.
每个牧师也要求他们领袖去要更高
I like passionate women like this.
我喜欢这样有热忱的女士。
Who can stand and make a demand?
可以站在这里讲出她的诉求。
Make a demand on your husband.
对你丈夫做出诉求。
You have every right to make a demand on your husband.
你有这权利对你丈夫做。
If the husband go down, the everything goes down.
你丈夫如果跌倒了，全部都会跌倒。
She's a good Chinese woman.
她是个很好典型的中国人。
She can understand profit and loss.
她可懂得怎样算盈利。
Profit if you go up.
有益处，如果它上升。
Loss if you go down.
亏损的，如果丈夫跌下去了。
Some of you think the best stock is in the market.
有人以为呢，最好的股票在
市场。The best stocks are not in the market.
最好的股票不在股票市场。
The best stocks are in your home.
最好的股，那只股啊，在你的家中。
If your home collapses,
如果你的家呢失败啊，
you don't have to worry about the stock market.
你不需要担忧那个股票市场。
Because your problem will be at hand.
因为呢，你现在问题大了。
Every father, every mother must make a demand.
每个父母亲都要做出这个诉求。
But the only unfortunate problem is that we have children who make a lot of demand on us.
但是很不幸的，就是孩子对我们父母做诉求。
Rightly or wrongly, we respond.
对错了，我们都回应给他。
And find our whole life and purpose change.
最终发觉到了我们的生命整个目的都改变了。
If you respond to the demand of God,
如果你是这样要求神，
you can appreciate what I'm sharing with you.
你可以感激我今天所分享。
First, Jesus is a man.
首先，耶稣是个人。
Number two, Jesus is a God man.
第二点，耶稣是属神的人。
That means God can move in with you.
就说神可以在他里面运行。
Live in your mind.
住在你的思想里面。
If you want God to live in your mind,
如果你要神住在你的思想里面。
In your heart,
在你的心中。
And in your emotions,
在你的情绪里面。
Then he has to take charge.
这样的话，神要掌权。
So that you get rid of the negatives.
所以把那些负面的都除去。
Get rid of things that are wrong.
那些错误的都除去。
Fears in your mind.
比如说思想里面的恐惧，情绪里面的溃散。
Because God cannot live with darkness.
因为神不能够跟黑暗一起活着。
Darkness and light cannot join.
黑暗跟光不能够合在一起。
One comes in, one has to go out.
一个进来，一个必须出去。
You cannot love mammon and God.
你不能爱马门，又爱神。
So you got to kick one out.
所以你必须把一个踢出去。
You got to make a choice.
你必须做这个选择。
You cannot run between two opinions.
你不可以呢，一只脚踏两个船。
But Jesus came to show.
所以耶稣来给我们启示。
He is a man.
他是个人。
People say, "Come see a man."
人们说，来我们来看这个真正的人。
He modeled what a man ought to be.
他呢，做出人应该做的模式。
Be a true son, well pleasing before God.
是真正神的儿子，讨神喜悦的。
I can assure you.
我可以确定告诉你们
，What Milky says is true.
Milky 所分享是真实的。
Because if the head is right, everything will be right.
因为如果做头是对的，一切都会变得对呀。
If the head is cuckoo, then everything will be cuckoo.
如果做头是咕咕的，一切都变成咕咕掉了。
You know when the head is wrong.
如果就是说做头了错了
，The ways are wrong.
整个方式就错了。
Then the words are wrong.
他的所说的话也错了。
Things start to go wrong.
一切周遭的事情开始
Let me ask you a question this morning.
所以问你个问题，今天早上。
Can God move into your life?
神可以在你里面运行吗
？You have room for Him.
你有没有房间给他呢
？When he was born, there was no room in the manger.
当耶稣出生的时候呢，根本没有房间给他。
Man did not create space for Him.
人们没有创造空间给他。
But those who create space for Him,
那些为神创造空间的
，will have an added life.
将会有增加的生命。
God wants to live inside you.
神要住在你里面。
Can he live inside you?
他可以住在你里面吗？
That's a revelation that Paul began to explain.
这是启示保罗开始分享了。
How the fullness of God can dwell into our body.
这个完全的神怎样可以住在我们的身体里面？
So that we are operating by a higher order.
所以你的操练叫做一个更高的阶层来操练。
So he is not only a man.
所以他不单单是一个人。
He is a God man.
他个属神的人。
Meaning God can live inside.
意思说神可以住在里面。
His thoughts can dwell in your thoughts.
他的思想可以住在你的思想里面。
His affection can be in your heart.
他的爱，你对他的爱慕可以在心中。
So that you be as Christ.
使到你可以像基督这样。
The third aspect is God.
第三方面。
Jesus is God himself.
耶稣本身就是神。
That you can understand from the book of Revelation.
你可以在启示里面明白到。
You can understand that.
你可以明白到。
But I'm not going to cover this.
但是我今天不强调这一点。
Because that's another whole book altogether.
这是另外一个讲章了。
But the next 40 minutes that I have.
接下来40分钟。
I want to speak to you about this man.
我要告诉你们关于这个人。
Who is a God man.
他是属神的人。
Who is a real man.
他是个真实的人。
Who is one part, one third of the Godhead.
他就是三位一体之其中的一位神。
If you understand that aspect.
如果你明白那一方面
that man came to live on earth,
那个人呢在地上活着
33 and a half years,
33年半
and man, godless man took him and nailed him to the cross,
这个非法的人把他钉在十字架上
I want to start from there,
我从那里开始
so that you can see what happened on the cross,
所以你看见呢在十字架上所发生的一切
when Jesus was nailed on the cross,
当耶稣被钉在十字架上
the Bible says the agony of death was upon him,
圣经告诉我们呢这个死亡的痛苦在他身上
why did he go to the cross?
为什么他去到十字架
He could have gone to jail.
他可以去监牢啊。
Why must he go to the cross?
为什么他必须上十字架？
Are you ready to find out?
你准备好？
And what happened after he died?
他死的时候发生什么事情？
His body was placed in the grave for 3 days.
他的身体呢被放在坟墓里面三天。
And after that, he rose again.
过后呢，他就复活了。
What did he do in the 3 days?
他在三天里面做了什么？
Can we follow him?
我们可以跟随他吗？
I said, can we follow him?
我们可以跟随他吗？
Because if you understand death and the resurrection of Christ,
因为如果我们明白呢，还有基督的复活，
your whole life on earth will change.
你在主事的这个生命将完全的改变。
That's why I say people miss out many gaps.
所以人们失去了很多。
When students come to our school, we give them an analyzing exam.
当学生来我们学校的时候，我们给他这个测验，
we give them a diagnostic test,
就是呢给 测验他们的才干，
to see if they can come to our school,
看看他们能够来到我们的学校，
whether they can qualify for that level,
他们有没有这个资格，有这个水准。
So we put them on a test,
所以我们给他们这个测验。
And we test them on some major areas,
所以在一些方面给他们测验。
And then we find out there are a lot of gap in their learning,
而发现到呢他们的学习中有很多的、那个、
something they should know they don't know,
很多鸿沟，以前他们应该知道，他们不应该知道。
If we cannot help them, we don't take them to the school.
如果我们不能够帮到他们呢，我们就不能够接受他们。
Something they should have learned, but they haven't learned.
有些他们应该学习到，但是还没有学习到。
So we see as a school if we can help them.
所以我们看作为学校，我们看到有没有可以帮到他们。
Some people we cannot help them because everything they don't know.
我们有些人不能够帮他，因为什么都不知道。
The worst is they don't speak English at all.
最糟糕是完全不会讲英文。
And you cannot go to an international school if you don't know English.
你不能够去国际学校，如果不能讲英文。
It's not we don't like your children.
不是说我们不喜欢你的孩子。
It's not that you don't like your children.
也不是说你不喜欢你的孩子。
It's just they don't have the power to cross.
因为只是他们有能力，没有这个能力能够越过。
If you know what Jesus did for you on the cross.
如果你知道耶稣在十字架上为你而做的。
What he did for you in the 3 days.
他在这三天为你而做的。
What happened when he rose again?
他升天的，他复活之后发生什么事情？
What happened when he became exalted?
当他被升天的时候发生了什么事情？
It will change the way you live.
将会改变你的生活方式。
Peter denied Jesus 3 times.
彼得那个不承认耶稣三次。
But this was the man who had now courage to change the whole world.
但是这个人呢，现在这个勇气来改变全世界。
The people who changed the whole world have come to this city also.
那个改变全世界的人来到这个城市。
So you can become a world changer.
所以你可以成为一个改变城市的人。
You can become a city taker.
改变世界的人。
You can become the best husband.
你可以成为最好的丈夫。
The best wife.
最好的太太。
The best son of the living God.
最好的永生神的儿子。
Best child on earth.
就是在神的子民在这个地上。
If you just know these things,
如果你知道这一些，
and you live by it,
你活出这一些，
your life will never be the same again.
你将再也不一样。
Stretch your hand, let me pray for you this morning.
举起手让我们祷告，今天早上。
So that you can understand,
让你们可以明白。
This salvation has better promises.
这个救恩呢有更好的应许。
God wants to give you better things.
神要给你更好的东西。
He don't want you to live in a low life.
他不要你活出低的生命。
He don't want you to serve the world.
他不要你侍奉世界。
Serve the kingdoms of darkness.
或者是侍奉这个黑暗的国度。
All these things will collapse.
因为这些东西都要倒塌。
But there's one place that cannot collapse.
这个地方不能够倒塌了。
You got to come into His kingdom.
你必须进入他的国度。
Jesus is coming back.
耶稣将要再一次回来。
He's coming back as king.
一个永生的王的身份而来。
He's coming back as king.
他借这个永生王的生命回来。
That's why we got to serve Him and get ready for His kingdom.
所以我们要准备好了进入他的国度。
Father, I pray that let our eyes be open.
天父祷告我们让眼目被打开。
Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard.
眼目未曾看见，耳朵未曾听见。
The things that God has reserved for those who love Him.
神为我们预备的爱他的人。
The essential ingredient is that you got to love Him.
最好的就是我们能够爱他。
The essential ingredient is that you call according to the purpose.
最重要就是我们被他主意所呼召。
Don't serve your own purpose.
不要呢服侍我们自己的目的。
Don't serve the purpose of this world.
或者是这个世界的目的。
You got to serve God's purpose.
我们必须要侍奉神的旨意。
I know we cannot force anybody to choose.
我知道我们不能强迫人家来做出是选择。
But you've got to make the choice.
但是你必须做出这个选择。
And you got to choose the right thing.
你必须选择对的事情。
Even though you don't like it.
就算你不喜欢。
Jesus did many things.
耶稣做了很多东西。
He said, "Not my will, but your will."
他说不是我的旨意，是你旨意成就。
This is one key that you need to have this year.
这是今年你应该做的。
You got to choose God's will.
你必须选择神的旨意。
You got to choose God's righteousness.
必须选择神的公义。
You got to choose God's way.
必须选择神的道路。
Don't do it your way.
不要做。你的方式
because then God's not responsible.
这样的话神就对你的生命负责。
You cannot just do whatever you like.
你不能够做你喜欢做的东西。
Every time you do something, you've got to ask.
每次做一件事情的时候你要问神。
Because he is your leader.
因为他是你的领袖。
He is the God that you serve.
他是你所侍奉的神。
If you really want to make him your leader,
如果你要神成为你的领袖。
You need to know what I'm sharing with you this morning.
你必须知道了我今天早上跟你们分享的。
What happened when he died?
那死的时候发生什么事情？
What did he do for us?
他为我们做了什么？
That what happened? What is the blessing that he died?
他死的时候给了我们什么祝福？
And the 3 days and 3 nights.
在三天三夜里面。
And on the 3rd day he rose again.
在第三天他复活了。
Death could not hold him.
死亡不能够拦阻他。
Sin could not hold him.
罪恶不能够拦阻他。
Sickness cannot hold him.
疾病不能拦阻他。
You can have that resurrection life too.
你也可以有同样拥有这个复活的生命。
When he ascended.
当他升天之后
he gave gifts of men.
他把恩赐赐给人
Even when he ascended,
他升天之后呢
he cannot ascend unless he has descended.
他不能够升天除非他已经先下去
He's gone to the deepest hell,
他需要我们
and the highest heaven,
在天堂
and he has covered everything,
他已经遮盖了一切
from the spiritual world to the physical world.
从了这属灵方面呢到这个自然方面
he is Lord of all,
他是万事的主
both heaven and earth,
天上跟地上的主
every name in heaven,
在天上有万名
every name on earth,
在地上有万名
every name under the earth,
在 地下有万名
bow at the name of Jesus,
要跪拜在耶稣的圣名前面
and imagine this Jesus,
你可以想象这个耶稣
is now living in you,
现在住在你里面
his name is yours,
他的圣名你可以使用
his life is yours,
他的生命是属于你的
his spirit is yours,
他的圣灵是属于你的
God gave his son,
神赐给他儿子
and the Son released the Holy Spirit,
这个圣子现在释放这个圣灵
and the Holy Spirit will release you,
这个圣灵要来释放你
so that the three God the Father, the Son and the Holy Spirit can team up with you,
这个三位一体的神可以现在可以
or rather
同一个团队
you can team up with him,
你们跟他们你可以跟他们一个团队
and finish the assignment,
完成这个使命
I pray that you will never be the same again,
我祷告你将再也不一样
了 your life will change forever,
你的生命有永远的改变
you will appreciate the cross,
你会感激这个十字架
you will appreciate the throne,
你会感激这个宝座
you will appreciate the nations of the world,
你会感激世界各国
because God is going to rule from his throne,
因为神要在他宝座上面来掌权
all the kingdoms ofthis world,
一切世上的国度
will become the kingdom of our Christ,
要成为我主基督的国度
and he will reign forever,
他有永远的掌权
open our eyes right now,
现在打开我们的眼睛
we will see this Jesus,
那么看见这位耶稣
and our life will be changed from glory to glory,
我们的生命将永远荣上加荣
we will become a prisoner of you,
我们要成为属于你的
to serve your will,
来完成你的旨意
Lord, we want to be a prisoner of Christ,
我们要成为属基督的
that we can serve him,
知道我们可以来侍奉他
and serve him under oath,
完全来侍奉他
serve him and in willingly,
完全自愿的侍奉他
in the day of your power,
在你大能的日子
in Jesus' name,
奉耶稣的圣名
Amen, give him Amen. Praise this morning,
来赞美他这时候今天早上
I want you to write down what happened at the cross,
我给你写下了在十字架发生了什么事情
write down what happened at the cross,
写下在十字架发生了什么事情
because you cannot tell the world if you don't know,
因为你不能告诉全世界，如果你不知道。
So many people are Christians, but they don't know what happened.
很多人是基督徒，但是不懂发生了什么事情。
Number one,
第一点
，His blood was shed for us.
他的宝血为我们而流。
To redeem us,
来救赎我们。
From sin,
从罪恶当中。
Sickness,
疾病当中。
And evil spirits,
还有那邪灵。
He shed His blood to redeem us.
他流下他的宝血来救赎我们。
The devil cannot buy us back.
现在的魔鬼不能够买回我们了
I said the devil cannot buy us back,
我说魔鬼不能把我们买回去了
because we bought with the price,
因为我们是重价买回来的
he shed his blood,
他流下他的宝血
and redeem us,
救赎了我们
so when he was on the cross,
所以当他在十字架的时候
they nailed him to the cross,
他们把他钉在十字架上
his blood began to bleed,
他的血开始而流流出来
fell on the ground,
流在地上
and the Bible said the blood speaks for us,
圣经告诉我们这个宝血呢为我们说话
say after me, we are redeemed by the blood,
跟我一起说我们被他宝血救赎
we've been bought by the blood,
我们被他宝血买回来
say out so that you can
大声讲出来
I don't want you to have funny Christian stories,
我不要你拥有好像很可笑的基督徒的故事
like the Christ we present, we need to know who he really is,
好像我们所代表的基督我们必须知道他是谁
if you don't know your own God,
如果你不认识你的真正的神
you won't know his power,
你不认识他的大能
but those who know him,
但是那些认识他的
will do great exploits,
将要做大人的事情
are you listening?
你听到吗
the first thing is that he shed his blood,
第一件事情他为我们留下宝血
to redeem us,
救赎我们
From sin, sickness, and satanic spirits.
从疾病、罪恶，还有邪灵。
Nobody can claim your life anymore.
现在没有人呢，再可以呢买回你的生命。
Because you are his possession.
因为现在你是属于他的。
Listen to me, I said nobody can has take a claim on your life.
现在没有人可以就买你的生命了。
No sin.
没有罪恶。
No darkness.
没有黑暗。
No attack of the enemy.
没有了这个敌人的攻击。
Because you've been bought with a price.
因为你是重价买回来的。
The highest price.
最大的代价
the blood of his own son,
就是他自己儿子的宝血
that's the first thing that happened,
这第一件事情发生
了。Can you understand what I'm saying?
你可以明白我所说的吗
？Hey guys, can you understand what I'm saying?
你们可以明白我所说的吗
？I want you to have clarity in your mind.
我得清，只想你们很清楚的知道。
Or else you'll be afraid about devils.
不然你会很害怕魔鬼。
Afraid about people.
很害怕人们。
Afraid of the unrighteous.
害怕那些不公义的东西。
Afraid of governments.
害怕政府。
Afraid of hell.
害怕阴间。
Afraid of death.
害怕死亡
but you're bought with a price.
但是你是被重价买回来的
I say with a price.
我说你是重价买回来的
Anytime the devil wants to stake a claim on you,
很多时候魔鬼呢要来你的
God said I've redeemed them
神就跟他说呢他攻击你的时候我已经救赎了他这个基督的宝血在你的生命上面
that blood will speak for you.
这个宝血为你说话
That's why you don't have to be afraid.
所以你不需要害怕
Some people are so afraid when they get in the car they pray
很多人就是害怕，要驾车的时候开始祷告。
Pray for the blood to cover them.
祷告的这宝血遮盖他们。
What you don't know is about blood covers for you and speaks for you even when you're not speaking.
你不知道就是当这那宝血已经遮盖了你，当你还没有说的时候，他已经遮盖了你了。
Say I've been, say I've been redeemed.
说我被救赎回来。
Can you talk a little bit stronger?
讲可以讲大声一点吗？
Or I don't talk like a girl. I don't want to offend the girls, but don't talk like a girl. If you're a man, just let the sound of life come out.
如果是男人的话呢，不要讲话，女孩子这样。讲大声一点。
You know why? Over the last few years,
在过去的几年
because of my condition,
因为我的身体状况
one of the things that really get affected is my voice.
一种个影响的就是我的声音。
And I cannot understand how come you can live there.
我不明白你怎么可以活得这样啊。
Praise the Lord.
感谢神。
You got to have a stronger spirit.
你要一个刚强的灵。
Amen.
Amen.
Say the blood.
说宝血。
Redeems us.
救赎了我。
And speaks for our behalf.
为我说话。
When nobody is talking, he's still talking for your behalf.
当没有人跟你为你说话，他
还是为你说话。It's all the while pleading your case.
他不断的呢来讲到你的事情。
So that's the first thing that happened on the cross.
所以这第一件事情在十字架上所发生的。
The second thing that happened on the cross.
第二件事情在十字架上所发生的。
Jesus took away the sin nature.
所以耶稣把这属罪的性情拿开了。
He took away sin nature.
把属罪的性情挪开了。
So that sin nature will not hold your life.
现在属罪的性情不能够捆绑你的生命。
And now he gives you his nature.
现在他给你他的性情。
Sin nature was nailed on the cross.
这个属罪的性情被钉在十字架上。
He died in the likeness of sinful flesh.
他呢死在十字架上。
He took upon his body.
他放在他身体。
And became a sin offering.
现在好像成为属罪的献祭。
He is not a sinner, but he became a sin offering.
他不犯罪，现在他成为属罪的献祭。
And when he died on the cross,
当他死在十字架上。
He took the nature of sin.
他呢把那属罪的性情放在他身体上。
And destroyed its power.
然后除去他的属罪的能力。
And now when you're born again, he gives you a new nature.
现在你重生了，他给你一个新的性情。
His nature.
他的性情
That's the second thing that happened on the cross.
这在十字架第二件发生的事情。
God took out the sin nature.
神把属罪的性情挪去。
In order so that he can give you his nature.
现在他可以给你他的性情。
That the spirit you can call him Abba Father.
借着圣灵你可以呼叫他阿爸天父。
By every word that God gave to us.
神所赐给每一句话。
You can partake divine nature.
现在你可以支取这个属圣的性情。
Start to eat God's word.
现在你开始跟支取神的话语。
Start to feed on God's word.
你开始被神的话语喂养。
Start, you become born again.
你开始重生。
And when you're born again, you have a new nature.
当你重生之后呢，你一个新的性情。
So、on the cross of Calvary,
在十字架上。
I say on the cross of Calvary.
我说在十字架上。
It destroyed sin nature.
他摧毁了属罪的性情。
Sin nature is what brings sickness.
属罪的性情就带来这个疾病。
Satanic spirits.
带来了。这个撒旦的灵
and sin nature is what causes you to do the things that you don't want to do
罪的事情使到你呢不能够做 你要做的
the Bible says the thing that I want to do I cannot do the thing I don't want to do is the very thing that happens in my life
圣经告诉我们 我要做的事情我不能够做我不要做的事情我却去做
God has to want to stop that
神必须停止这些东西
so that you can choose to do what is right
现在你可以选择做对的事情
are you listening to me
你有听到我所讲的吗
on the cross of Calvary
在十字架上
he destroyed sin nature
他摧毁了属罪的性情
so that he can give you God nature
现在他可以给你属神的性情
so you cannot tell me now
所以你不可以告诉我
I cannot do it
我不能做不到
you can do it
你可以做得到
I said you can do it
我说你做得到
before that happened
但还没有发生之后呢
the thing I don't want to do is the thing I do
之前呢我不能够做我只要我不要做的我却去做
Not I, but sin nature.
现在那个时候不是我做是属罪的事情做
so habit,
所以呢这个有属犯罪的那种习惯
lifestyle,
好像属犯罪的生活方式
as children begin to grow up,
当孩子开始成长
one of the things, if they grow up in the wrong way,
如果他们错误的方式成长
they're afraid of punishment,
他们就很害怕惩罚
and because they're afraid of punishment, they learn this secret called telling lies.
他们都害怕惩罚他们就学习到撒谎
Sometimes it's not just telling lies.
有时候不单单撒谎而已。
It's just because they're afraid to be caned.
因为他们害怕呢受到惩罚。
Because later on they'll come and explain to you what they have done.
然后过后他们就跟你解释他们所做的。
I hope you have normal children like that.
我希望你们有这个正常的小孩子。
All kids are like this.
很多孩子就是这样。
Sometimes they tell you and explain to you.
有时候他们跟你解释。
Because they're growing up.
因为他们在成长。
You don't have to teach them the lie.
你不需要教导他们撒谎。
You don't have to teach them the wrong things.
你不需要教导他们错误的事情。
But as they grow up, it begins to happen.
当他们开始成长的时候，他们自然就发生了。
Every child is the same.
很多小孩子就是这样。
It's how you nurture them.
你怎样去喂养他们？
We put them in the wrong environment,
你把他放在错误的环境。
They start to respond to the environment,
他们开始对这个环境
这个回应。Become a product of the environment,
成为一个环境的产品。
If they live with parents who swear all the time,
如果他们跟这个撒谎的父母亲住在一起，
they also will say the same word.
他们也是会讲同样的话。
Anything they hear, they can duplicate it.
他们一切他们所听的，他们现在可以复制出来。
Anything they see, they can talk and live it.
一切他们所看见的，他们现在可以讲出来。
Children are the best actors.
小孩子就是最好的演员。
They can act out everything that you do.
你所做的，他可以表演给你看哦。
They're fast.
他们很快的。
If you look at the children in the school,
如果你看见学校的孩子，
and you can understand why they are like that.
你可以明白为什么他们现在是这样。
Because the mother and father are in the class.
因为父母亲呢还是同样这样。
They are in the class also.
他们也是这样，孩子也变成这样。
Manifesting to the children.
所以有其父必有其子，就这样。孩子这样彰显出来。
That's why when we first started the school, we had to talk to all the parents.
所以当我们开始学校的时候呢，我们必须跟那些父母亲说话。
Because whatever the parents are building in the house, begin to manifest in the house, in the school.
因为这父母亲在学校家里所建立的呢，在学校开始被孩子彰显出来。神要除去属罪的性情。
God nature in your life.
直到你现在有属神的性情在你的生命。
On the cross of Calvary.
所以在十字架上呢
，Sin was destroyed.
这个罪被摧毁。
Sin nature was destroyed.
罪恶的性情被摧毁。
And God gave us His word.
神给我们他的话语。
So that we can listen to His word.
所以现在我们听到他的话语。
And begin to partake divine nature.
开始支取的这个属神圣的性情。借着他的话语重生。
I say you're born again by the word.
我们借着他的话语重生。
Like a seed.
好像呢一个种子。
God plants into your heart.
种在你的心中。
And so this is what happens.
所以这就是所发生的。
Number two, at the cross,
第二点在十字架上呢。
Sin nature was taken away.
这个罪恶的性情呢被挪去了。
So that God nature can become yours.
现在属神的性情可以成为我们的。
Number three,
第三点。
Are you ready?
你准备好了吗？
Every decree set against us,
每一个向我们所说的话语，
was canceled at the cross.
在十字架上被取消了。
The devil wanted to touch man.
魔鬼要触摸人，攻击人。
God said, "You cannot do it anymore."
神说现在他不能够做到了。
People have the freedom of choice to leave the kingdom of and domain of darkness and come to the kingdom of light.
人们现在可以做出这个自由的选择，从黑暗国度进入曙光的国度。
Now you can change kingdoms.
现在你可以改变这个国度。
I say you can change ownership.
我说你现在可以改变呢
you,
这个。
You don't have to belong to the kingdoms of this world.
你现在不需要属于呢这个黑暗的国度、世界的国度。
Come under domain of darkness.
你现在不需要活在国度黑暗的国度之下。
You can now choose Christ.
现在你可以选择基督。
Because He paid the price.
因为他付出了这个代价。
To break the curse.
他除去一切咒诅。
The title deed.
他给了你这个地契。
You know when you have your car, you have a title deed.
你知道你有一辆车的时候，他给你车契对吗？车契。
When you have a house, you have a title deed.
你有了一间屋子，他给你地契。
Showing you this is the possession.
告诉你呢，这是属于你的。
Are you listening?
听到吗
？So we were owned by Him.
所以我们是属于他的。
We've been set free by him.
我们被他所释放
而自由。
现在我们可以做出这个选择。
His blood speaks for us.
他的宝血为我们说话。
His nature is given to us.
他的性情赐给了我们。
And now we can make a choice.
现在我们做出这个选择。
Seek ye first the kingdom of God.
我们要先求他的国。
And all his righteousness.
还有他的公义。
And these things will be added to you.
这一切东西都要加添给我们。
So at the cross of Calvary.
所以在十字架上。
The Bible says you, there's a change of ownership.
圣经告诉我们，现在呢，这个拥有权转变了。
And change of direction in your life.
还有你的生命的方向也转变了。
Instead of going down to hell.
你不再朝向地狱。
You can choose heaven.
现在你可以选择天堂。
Instead of having the devil as your lord.
所以以前的是魔鬼是我们的主。
And live under his domain.
活在他的黑暗的国度之下。
We now can become citizens of a higher kingdom.
现在我们可以成为呢更。公民国度的公民。
That's why when you become a Christian, you're not going down, you're going up higher.
所以你成为基督徒，你不是下滑了，你是上升了。
You're no longer a sinner, you are now a royalty.
现在呢，你现在不是犯罪人，现在你是
a royal priesthood.
啊，尊尊的国度了，
a holy nation,
一个圣洁的国度。
That happened on the cross.
这个在十字架上发生了。
Because when you see the cross,
所以当他
It's a turning point for every one of us.
对每个人来讲，都是个扭转点。
I say the cross is a turning point for every one of us.
我说十字架上就是我们的转捩点。
He didn't die for himself.
他不是为他而死，
for this purpose
为自己而死。
He came,
他的目的来到这世上。
For this reason he was born.
他为这个目的活在世上。
To be the eternal king.
成为了永生的王。
Are you listening?
听到吗
as he died on the cross,
当他死在十字架上
it's a clear message for us.
对我们来讲是个很清楚的信息
that he is the king of the Jews.
他是呢犹太人的王
It was written above his head.
写在呢他头上
He was born for this reason.
他为了这个原因而出生
Because God is going to give him a fresh kingdom.
因为神要赐给他一个新全新的国度
And the man on the right hand side of the cross
在十字架上他的右手边那个人
He said Lord
他说主啊
When you come in your kingdom
当你跟你的国度一起来到的时候
Remember me
你要记得我
The cross is a picture
这个十字架是一个图像。
The God the Father is making plans to give you the kingdom.
就是天父呢，现在有这个计划要给你他的国度。
What did Jesus say to the thief?
耶稣跟他右边的盗贼讲什么呢
？Today you'll be with me in paradise.
今天你要跟我一起在乐园里了。
How did he get saved?
你怎样得救
？At the cross.
在十字架上。
Or both of the thieves are going down to hell.
这两个盗贼呢，现在要去地下地狱。
But at the cross, the change.
但是在十字架上，其中一个盗贼改变了。
He said, "Lord,"
他说主啊
"When you come in your kingdom,"
当你跟你的国度一起来临的时候
"Because you recognize him as king,"
因为他竟然发觉到他是个王。
When you come in your kingdom, add me to the membership.
如果你的国度来到的时候，你要记得我。
That's why the cross is powerful.
所以呢，十字架上是大有能力。
It's the power of God unto salvation.
乃是神救恩的大能。
God help you understand.
只要帮助你明白。
I hope you understand.
我希望你也能明白。
Do you understand?
你明白吗
？Say yes if you do.
如果你明白要讲
是，
你明白这一点吗
Because at the cross,
因为在十字架上
There's an offer for a new king,
只要赐给我们一个新的王
a new kingdom,
一个新的国度
you can be part of a new kingdom.
你可以成为这个新的国度的一部分
Today you will be with me in paradise,
今天你要跟我一起在乐园里了
Because I'm coming into my kingdom,
因为我要跟我国度一起来
That's where it happened on the cross.
所以发生在十字架上就是这样
Write down number four,
写下第四点
The gates of hell cannot prevail against you.
这个阴间的城门不能够胜过你
One of the powers of the gates of hell is the power of death.
阴间城门其中一个能力的就是呢死亡的能力。
People are so afraid to die.
人们很害怕死亡。
惊死，惊输。
怕死啊，怕输啊。
What other fear you have?
爱怕，惊爆。
That's his problem.
这个大部分男人的问题啊，哦，还要怕什么呢？
You should say the whole list, not just one.Fear of lack.
就是害怕缺乏。
We are afraid of lack.
我们很害怕缺乏。
We are afraid of being harmed.
我们很害怕遭到伤害。
Some people are afraid to love.
有些人害怕去爱。
Because they've been hurt so many times.
因为你被伤害了很多次，不敢爱别人。
Some people are afraid of resources.
有些人害怕资源。
Always fearing not enough.
害怕了不足够。
But the Bible says that the gates of hell cannot prevail.
圣经告诉我们，阴间的城门不能胜过我们。
Because you belong to Him.
因为我们是属于他的。
The gates of hell cannot touch your life.
阴间的城门不能触摸我们的生命。
Are you listening?
你听到吗
？Talk to me. Are you listening?
我说你听到吗
？That's why it's important.
所以很重要。
That the gates of darkness.
这个黑暗的城门
cannot destroy you.
不能够摧毁你的生命。
What was the fourth point that I mentioned to you?
第四点跟你们讲什么呢
？What's that?
阴间的城门。
Gates of hell cannot prevail against you.
阴间的城门不能胜过我们。
From the cross,
从十字架
you can see these dimensions breaking out.
你可以看见这个层面呢被打开了。
There's an answer.
是有这个答案。
That your body is now belonging to Christ.
你的身体现在是属于基督的。
He can live in you.
他可以活在你里面。
He can dwell in you.
他可以住在你里面。
So that your life is totally free.
使你的生命完全的被改变。
From every attack of the enemy.
从完全的得自由，从各种敌人的攻击。
On the cross of Calvary.
在十字架上。
Number five.
第五点。
His body was taken.
他的身体呢被拿
Has taken your place.
他的身体呢已经取代了你的位置。
So that your body can be returned to God.
现在你的身体可以回到神那里。
I said his body was taken.
我说他的身体取代你的位置。
So that your body can be given back to God as a living sacrifice.
现在你的身体可以献给神当作活祭。
Body for body.
身体取代身体。
In his body took sin.
他的身体取代我们。
In his body took sickness.
担当了疾病
in his body took away the curse
他的身体挪去的诅咒
in his body took away every temptation
他的身体挪去一切的试探
and nearly to the cross
把他钉在十字架上
so that your body
所以你的身体
can be totally free for God
完全的可以得自由来侍奉神
when Adam came into this world
当亚当来到这世上
God said to him you can eat anything
神说你可以吃所有的东西
except from this tree
只有这树上的果子不可以吃
partake the tree of life
你要吃生命的果子。
As long as he did that,
如果你这样做
，nothing could touch him。
没有东西可以触摸到你。
Sin could not touch him。
罪恶不能触摸到你。
Devil could not touch him。
魔鬼不能触摸到你。
Circumstances all obeyed him。
情况一切环境都顺服他。
Animals listened to him。
动物都听他的话。
The birds of the air were under his rule。
天上的鸟呢也听他的话。
He named the animals。
他呢给这动物起名。
No matter how fierce they were, he named them。
不论他动物 几凶恶，他都可以跟他们起名。
God didn't create wild animals。
神没有创造了那个凶恶的动物。
They became wild because of the environment。
他们因为环境成为凶恶。
Man had to survive。
人们必须维生。
So he fought and killed to survive。
所以他就是要去杀害那些动物来够维生。
So the same aggression went into the animal kingdom。
同样的性情的进入了动物的国度了。
Animals became wild because of the environment。
动物成为凶恶，因为环境的关系。
They had to defend themselves, protect themselves。
他们必须的保护他们自己。
So there were no wild lions, there were lions。
所以为什么狮子变成凶恶
？Just like there was no Satan, there's only Lucifer。
就像以前没有撒旦，就路西佛这样。
Are you listening？
听到吗
？All right, this is above your head. It's okay.
这个你们不明白不要紧。
You need one day to talk to animals.
有一天你们必须跟着动物说话。
And begin to understand whether you have power or not.
开始明白你有没有这个能力。
But when we come back to a place of restoration,
但是我们来到恢复的日子。
Our body is his.
我们的身体是属于他的。
His body was nailed to the cross.
他的身体被钉在十字架上。
He did God's will in his body.
他的身体的行出神的旨意。
Now we present our body to him as a living sacrifice.
现在我们把我们身体献给神，成为一个活祭。
So that everything that came through the body of Jesus can come into our lives.
所以一切借着耶稣身体呢，现在可以临到我们。
The transfer point is your body.
那个。他转换点呢，就是他的身体。
That's why the Bible presents your body to him as a living sacrifice.
所以圣经告诉我们，把我们身体献给神，当作活祭。
So at the cross of Calvary,
所以在十字架上
，his body died in your place.
他的身体呢，死了取代我们的位置。
Everything that Adam brought in his body,
一切亚当借着他身体带进来的
，and into this world,
带进这个世界的。
Now Jesus, when he died on the cross, he took that out from of the world.
现在耶稣死在十字架上，他把这一切的东西呢，都把这从这世界上拿掉了。
Through his broken body,
借着他破碎的身体，
curse,
罪、
sin、
咒诅、疾病、
sickness、
罪恶、
satanic spirits、
一切邪灵、
situations、
一切的环境、
circumstances、
凶恶的环境、
all that was negative was nailed on the cross、
一切负面的东西，现在被钉在十字架上。
So that your body,
现在你的身体
can be totally free for God,
完全的可以自由的献给神。
Are you listening?
听到吗
？Because love comes through this body.
因为呢，爱借着这身体而来。
Life can come through this body.
光可以借着这身体而来。
And in this body we can do heaven's will.
借着这身体，我们可以行天上的旨意。
Can you understand that?
你可以明白吗
？So when he died on the cross,
所以当他死在十字架上
，these things happen.
这个事情就发生了。
But after he died,
他死了之后呢
？Are you ready to follow?
你要准备好要跟随吗
？Talk to me this morning. Are you ready to follow?
准备好要跟随吗
？Don't listen to another gospel story. There is no other story beside this one.
不要听了另外一个福音的故事，除了这个故事没有别的故事。
I'm giving to you the authorized version.
我要给你们的这个授权版。
Not the perversion that you read somewhere else or in some other churches.
不是呢，那些已经更改。
This is what the Bible says.
这是圣经所讲的。
That when he died,
当他死了
，his body was placed in a tomb.
他的身体呢被放在一个坟墓里面，坟墓里面，听到吗
？Where was his body?
他的身体在哪里呢
？For 3 days and 3 nights, where was
the body? 三天三夜，在一个洞穴里面。
The body was not stolen.
他身体没有被偷窃。
He was lying in the grave.
他尸体呢现在在一个洞穴里面。
Lying in the tomb.
他身体呢在一个洞穴里面。
For 3 days and 3 nights.
三天三夜。
Jesus said to this.Chief on the right, he said, "Today you will be with me in paradise."
耶稣跟这个盗贼说，今天你跟我一起在乐园里面。
Listen,
听好来。
Everyone listening,
每个听吗
？How did he go to paradise?
他怎么去到乐园呢
？If his body was in the grave,
如果他身体现在这个坟墓里面
，he went in his spirit.
他的灵下去了。
Are you listening? He went in his spirit.
他的灵去到乐园。
He went in his spirit down to paradise.
他的灵呢，现在下到乐园。
That's where Abraham is.
在那里，亚伯拉罕在那里。
It's called paradise. Was called Abraham's bosom.
亚伯拉罕呢？这乐园讲的是亚伯拉罕的庭院。
So in his spirit he went down.
所以借着他的灵，他的灵先下到乐园。
Not to hell.
不是去到阴间。
But to paradise.
去到乐园。
To show himself to all the Old Testament saints.
彰显他自己给一切旧约的圣徒。
What is the name of the first person who went into paradise? His name was Abel.
第一个去到乐园的人是谁呢？他是亚伯。
Cain the brother killed him.
这个该隐呢？他兄弟
that was the first man
兄弟呢杀了他，他是第一个死掉的。
The first man that died physically,
第一个肉体死掉的人
was Abel,
是亚伯。
Because his brother murdered him,
因为他兄弟呢杀害了他。
But the Bible said when Jesus arrived,
但是圣经告诉我，当耶稣来到之后呢，
paradise,
在那个乐园，
Abraham, Isaac, Jacob,
亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各，
all the Old Testament saints,
一切旧约的圣徒，
were in paradise,
在乐园里面。
So he arrived.
所以他来到了。
All the Old Testament saints,
所有旧约的圣徒，
could not go to heaven,
现在不能够去到天堂了，
because there was no heaven for men.
因为那时候天堂不能够为人而打开。
Heaven was created for God.
天堂是被为神创造的。
Earth was created for men.
地义呢被为人而创造，
But on the cross of Calvary,
但是在十字架上，
God said,
神说，
Somebody has to come and prepare a place.
某一个人必须为我们准备这个地方。
Jesus said, I go and prepare a place.
耶稣说，我去为你们准备地方。
And I'll come down and take you home.
现在我要下来把你们带回家。
So until Jesus died and resurrected, there was no heaven for men.
所以直到耶稣死了，直到他复活，那时候天堂没有给人居住的地方。
Any righteous man who died, they go to paradise.
任何公义人死了，那时候全部去到乐园。
Paradise was down.
乐园在下面，底下。
But now paradise is up.
但是现在乐园在上面了。
Who changed that?
谁改变了这一点?
The cross.
十字架。
Are you listening?
听到吗?
That changed everything.
改变了一切。
That's why cross is offense.
所以十字架就好像一个
To wrong people.
对那个错误的人来讲，好像是冒犯。
The cross is the power of God.
但是那些被得救的人，
God's protection,
十字架就是神的大能，神的保护在我们的生命。
Can you say amen to
that? 可以说 amen 吗?
So he goes down in the spirit.
所以他的灵下到下到乐园。
Into the spirit world for 3 days and 3 nights.
在三天三夜，在灵界里面。
Are you listening?
听到吗？
So he goes down to paradise.
所以他下到乐园。
He meets the spirit of righteous men.
他遇到了那些公义人的灵。
Because Abraham's body was buried on the earth.
因为亚伯罕的尸体呢，在这地上。
So all of them have a spirit body.
他们现在呢，在每个人都有灵体。
Say in the spirit.
在灵里面得救。
Come on, say in the spirit.
跟我一起说，灵里面。
Because you need to know the three days and three nights where he went.
你必须明白三天三夜耶稣去到哪里。
He deals with the spirit of all righteous men.
他遇到了那些公义人的灵在乐园。
But he also has to deal with demonic spirits.
但是他现在必须对付那些邪灵。
So in the 3 days and 3 nights.
所以在三天三夜。
The battle was against the spirit world.
这个战场在属灵里面。
And the Bible says he took the keys of life and death from the hands of the enemy.
所以圣经告诉我们，他从敌人手中夺回呢生死的钥匙。
He was going to deal with death, which is a spirit.
现在他要对付死亡，这是个灵。
Death is a spirit.
死亡是个灵。
That's why when you go and do hospital visitation, remember.
所以你去医院拜访的时候，你要记得。
It's a demonic spirit that takes life away.
乃是邪灵把人的灵带走。
Takes breath away.
把人的呼吸带走。
We call it the spirit of death.
我们讲到了死亡的灵。
Sometimes when people are dying,
你说当人们要死的时候，
you need to know.
你必须知道。
When is the spirit of death upon them?
这个死亡的灵几时临到他们？
Are you listening?
你听到吗？
And you got to stop that.
你必须停止这一切。
So that we can share what we need to share and get them saved, get them healed, get them delivered.
直到我们可以分享我们所能，让他们分享，然后他们得救、得释放、得医治。
Get them redeemed by the blood of the Lamb.
借着羔羊的宝血得救赎。
So death is a spirit.
所以死亡是个灵。
So he goes down in the spirit.
所以他借着灵下去。
He deals with death.
他对付死亡。
Destroy.
摧毁。
The grave could not hold him.
现在的坟墓不能够拦住他。
Death could not hold him.
死亡不能拦住他。
For 3 days.
3 days.
He goes down, touches the spirit of righteous men.
他触摸了那公义人的灵。
Deal with the spirit of death.
对付死亡的灵。
So that he can take the keys of death from the hands of the enemy.
现在他可以从敌人手中夺回生死的钥匙。
The devil used death to hold us down.
魔鬼利用死亡来拦住我们。
What is the thing that you're most afraid?
你最害怕的事情是什么？
If somebody put a gun at your head.
如果某人用枪指着你的头，
Deny Christ,
要否认耶基督，
Say no to Christ,
你不要承认基督。
What is the worst they can do?
他们最终能够做什么？最糟糕能够做什么？
They kill you,
就是杀掉你啊。
That's the worst.
最糟糕能够发生的。
But sometimes people are so afraid to die.
有时候人们很害怕死亡。
They compromise.
他们就妥协了。
Are you listening?
听到吗？
So afraid to lose.
很害怕失败。
They compromise.
就妥协了。
If I go to church on Sunday, then my business may go down.
如果礼拜天去教堂的话，可能我的生意会下滑。
Fear of profit.
所以呢，他们害怕亏损。
Fear of lack.
害怕缺乏。
Needs. I don't think if I go to church on Sunday and then on Wednesday again, 2 days is a long time.
如果礼拜天去教堂，星期三去教堂的话，两天呢，很长的时间。
And if you talk like this,
如果你这样讲
，at the end of the day, the fear.
最终的惧怕。
It hasn't happened, but just the fear.
还没有发生，只是惧怕而已。
Stop you from rising up.
就拦阻你来兴起来。
So you got to use your faith.
所以你必须使用你的信心。
Believe what God has done for us.
相信神在你生命中所动的工。
So finish what God wants.
你能够完成神要你完成的。
So in the 3 days.
所以在三天里面呢。
He sees the spirit of righteous man made perfect.
他使到了公义的人的灵呢被完全。
He deals with the spirit of death.
他对付死亡的灵。
So that he can bring back the keys of life and death.
现在他把生死的钥匙夺回来。
So that he now becomes the one who holds the keys of life and death.
现在他是拥有生死的钥匙的人。
Alright, are you ready?
好了吗？准备好了吗？
So Jesus is coming out of the paradise.
所以耶稣从乐园出来。
After 3 days and 3 nights.
三天三夜之后。
He comes out of the spirit world.
他从灵界里面出来了。
Are you listening?
听到吗？
Where is his body?
现在他身体在哪里？
The body is in the tomb.
身体呢，在一个洞穴里面，坟墓里面。
Just coming forth.
现在他灵刚好才出来，才上来。
Glorifying.
已经被荣耀了。
He has defeated death.
已经打败了死亡。
He's going to come alive.
他要活生生出来了。
But his body was in the tomb.
但是他身体在坟墓里面。
His spirit was rising.
他的灵呢在兴起。
And the Bible said that resurrected spirit.
圣经告诉我们这复活的灵。
Are you listening?
你听到吗？
The resurrected spirit.
这个复活的灵。
Touched the body.
触摸了这个身体。
The body had no spirit.
现在的身体。是没有气息的。
The spirit is just coming out from paradise.
这个灵呢，他的灵才从乐园出来。
And when that spirit touched the body,
当那个灵呢触摸他的身体。
In a twinkling of an eye,
在这一眨眼之间。
In a split moment,
在一短暂的日子之间。
That mortal body,
一个这个身体呢
became immortal.
这个会朽坏的身体成为不朽坏的。
And then he rises as a resurrected Christ.
然后他这个复活了，成为复活的基督。
Resurrection is first spiritual.
复活首先是属灵的复活
and then physical.
然后呢是身体的复活
so he is already risen.
所以他已经复活了
he is moving.
他在动行动
in the twinkling of an eye,
在一眨眼之间
his resurrected spirit touched the body,
他复活的灵触摸他的身体
and the body got changed.
现在他身体改变了
are you listening?
你听到吗
that's why every sickness can be healed.
所以一切的疾病都能够得医治
I say every disease can be broken.
我说一切的疾病可以被破除
because in the spirit he went down to paradise,
因为他借着他的灵气的
went down to hell
去到乐园去到了地狱
took the keys of life and death,
夺回了生死的钥匙
so you can see the body,
现在看见这个身体
you can see the spirit,
我们会看见这个灵
say body,
说身体
say the body of Christ,
各位去说基督的身体
the spirit of Christ,
基督的灵
when the spirit of Christ touched his body, the body changed.
当基督的身体触摸他的身体的时候这身体就改变了
that's why we need to be strong in the spirit.
所以我们必须在灵里面刚强
people fight against us, they, we are speaking in tongues, we don't know what we are doing, we know what we are doing.
人们说一对我们讲方言不懂我们做什么他说我们知道我们做什么
what we are doing is to bring resurrection of the spirit life to the body.
我们所做的就是把这复活的灵带进我们的身体
because our body is the one that is weak
因为我们的身体是软弱的
our spirit can get stronger and stronger
但是我们的灵可以变得更加刚强
you start to pray more your spirit gets stronger
你开始更多用灵里面祷告你的
but the unfortunate thing is
你灵更加刚强
you celebrate your 45th birthday now then 50 later then 55 you're getting older
但是现在你轻了45岁甚至50岁过后的55岁你变得越老了
but your spirit is getting stronger
但是现在的灵变得更加刚强
you're stronger in the inner man
你的灵人更加刚强
because the resurrection was first a spirit resurrection and then a physical resurrection
因为复活首先要在灵里复活然后才是身体的复活
so when he rose again
所以当他复活之后呢
that same spirit
同样的灵
remember the body
记得这个身体吗
the body of Jesus
耶稣的身体
the spirit
这个灵
is what he give to you.
现在赐给这个灵
so that your spirit become born again.
现在的灵可以重生了
that's why the resurrection is important.
所以呢复活很重要
because when he rose up,
因为当他升天的时候
he gave you what he prepared you for.
他给了你他所为你预备的
all that he did on the cross,
他一切在十字架上所做的事情
and also the 3 days and 3 nights,
还有三天三夜
before his resurrection,
当他还没有复活之前
he made sure you can have the benefit of all of that.
他确保你可以得到这一切的益处。
He said, "Before he died, I commend my spirit into your hands."
当他没有死的时候，他把说：“我把灵交在你的手中。
”And then he breathed his last.
然后呢，他呼下最后一口气。
So the Father has to take the spirit.
所以，天父现在要把他的灵
and recreate you under the nature of that spirit.
重新的创造你呢，借着那个灵。
That's why you and I will look like Jesus.
所以你跟我为什么可以像耶稣这样？当神看着我们
，He see the spirit nature of His Son.
他看见他儿子属灵的性情。
And he will treat you like he treats Jesus.
他就对待你好像他对待耶稣这样。
So that when you pray,
所以当你祷告，
he responds to you like he responds to Jesus.
他就好像耶稣这样回应你。
How would you respond to Jesus?
他怎样天父怎样对耶稣回应？
He will respond to you.
现在他同样的对你这个回应。
So when you open our mouth and pray,
所以当你张开你的口祷告，
he will hear us.
他会听到我们。
That's why we say we are standing in Jesus' name.
所以为什么我说我们站在耶稣的圣名上？
What you don't understand is not only we are standing in Jesus' name.
你所不明白就是不但我们在耶稣的圣名上，
we are standing in His nature.
我们也是站在他的属性情上，
standing in His spirit.
我们站在他的灵上。
That's why the resurrection is important.
所以这个复活很重要。
Because all that you've done from us,
你一切为我们而做的，
cannot be made real.
不能够变成真实，
unless that spirit is put into our spirit.
除非那个灵的现在放在我们的灵里面，
and we become born again.
我们开始重生。
Can you understand this?
你可以明白啊。
That's why His resurrection is important.
所以这个复活很重要。
Spirit first.
首先
body second.
灵的复活过后是身体的复活。
Spirit resurrection first.
首先灵要复活。
And then it touches body.
然后触摸他的身体。
Then you have physical resurrection.
现在呢是身体的复活。
The Bible says he rose from the dead, appeared to 500 people.
圣经告诉他从死里复活向500人显现。
And also the Old Testament saints came out.
还有呢在旧约的圣徒出现了。
Can you understand this?
可以明白啊。
And after 40 days,
40天之后
being with them,
跟他们在一起。
He ascended to heaven.
他上升到天上。
That's an important place.
这是很重要的地方。
Are you ready for that?
你准备好了吗？
When he died,
当他死了，
certain things happen.
一些事情发生。
When he rose,
当他复活，
other things happen.
别的事情发生。
But now, the just requirement for what you need,
现在你所应该做的就是呢，
is that your spirit nature to change.
你的属灵的性情必须改变。
So that the spirit of Christ can be in you.
现在基督的灵可以在你里面。
The Holy Spirit can be in you.
圣灵可以在你里面。
The Father can be in you.
天父可以在你里面。
And start to move in your life.
开始在你生命里面运行。
From inside your spirit.
从你灵里面。
Then change the way you think.
改变你思想方式。
Change your lifestyle.
改变你生活方式。
Remove your fears.
除掉你的惧怕。
Then this life of the king is breaking out.
现在呢这个属王的性情呢要破除出
破出来。So that everything that he's doing,
一切他所做的
at the throne,
在宝座上
now,
现在
can come to you direct.
可以直接的临到你。
For the last 2000 years, what has Jesus been doing?
过去的2000年耶稣做了什么？
You don't read about it.
你没有读到了吗？
You may not understand it.
你可能不明白。
That's why God sent people like me,
所以神差遣好像我这样的人
to help you understand.
来帮助你们明白。
Because what is happening in the heavens, you don't know.
因为在天堂所发生的东西你不知道。
But what you don't know can kill you.
但是你所不知道的可以伤害到我。
I say what you don't know can kill you.
我说你所不知道的可以带来坏处。
If you're not informed,
如果你知道，
you're ignorant,
如果你无知，
somebody will take what is yours.
人们会夺掉属于你的。
You know, there's so many people who don't understand that.
很多人不明白这一点。
If you don't write a will,
如果你没写下你的遗嘱，
when you die,
你死了，
straight away goes, the government will start to administer your will.
马上的政府呢要执行你的遗嘱啊。
Are you listening? Even though it's your money,
虽然是你自己的钱，
somebody else will be doing it.
别人会开始执行啊。
At the end of the day, if nobody claims, all of it goes to the government.
在最终，如果那钱没有人去领的话呢，这些所有的钱去到归政府。
Don't let anybody take what is yours.
所以不要让人夺去属于你的。
So we must have revelation knowledge.
所以必须要有启示的知识。
Sometimes we can go into exile because we don't know.
有时候我们就是因为这样，所以因为我不明白。
That's why people like me want to make sure that your eyes are open.
所以要确保你的眼目被打开。
Your ears are open.
你耳朵被打开。
Your heart is open.
你心被打开。
So that all that God wants,
所以一切神要的
can come to you.
可以临到你。
Write down at his exaltation.
写下来，在他被高举的时候，
he was crowned as king.
他呢被立为王。
At his coronation, he was crowned as king.
他被按立为王，国王。
He is no longer just a savior.
现在他不单单是救世主了。
He is more than a savior.
他是超过救世主。
Not only a compassionate shepherd.
不单单是一个担负者。
But he is beyond that.
现在超乎这一切。
So that's why his resurrection is important.
所以他的复活很重要。
When he rose,
当他上升了，
something supernatural took place.
一些超自然的事情发生。
Are you ready to hear?
你准备好要聆听吗？
Write these important things down.
写下这些重要的事情。
When he was exalted, he became the king.
当他被高举的时候，他成为国王。
And his kingdom began.
然后他的国度就开始了。
So when you see Jesus at the right hand of God,
所以当你看见耶稣在神的右手边，
he is the king.
他是个王
He is the Lord
他是主
He is the ultimate Savior
他是最终的救主
He is above all
他是超过这一切
His authority is higher than all
他的权柄胜过一切
I said His authority is higher than demonic authorities
我说他的权柄胜过一切邪灵的权柄
Sickness cannot play that role
现在呢魔鬼不能扮演这个角色
It cannot be your God Your sickness cannot be your God
你的疾病不能够成为你的主
Sometimes we are so frightened about our sickness
有时候我们很害怕我们的疾病
Morning we talk about it
早上我们提到这一点
you talk about it.
下午也提到我们的疾病
you talk about it.
晚上提到我们的疾病
Daytime you talk about it.
在睡觉也提到我们的疾病
Nighttime you dream about it.
晚上也梦到我们的病
If somebody calls you, you tell them what's going on.
别人打电话给你就告诉他们发生什么事情
Because you're so frightened by it.
因为你这样的害怕你的病
You're intimidated by it.
你就害怕这样的疾病
Talk less and less about your sickness. Talk more and more about what is available for the healing.
我们要讲更少我们关于我们自己的状况要讲更多关于我们的医治把你的生命夺回来
I said, take back your life.
我说把你的生命夺回来
Don't live in fear.
不要活在恐惧当中
When he was exalted at the right hand,
当他被高举在天父的右手边
He is received as king of kings crowned as king of kings
他被按立为万王之王
Are you clear?
你清楚吗
And it's this kingdom he wants to give to you
现在他要赐给你他的国度
He has given you himself
他把他自己献给你
On the cross
在十字架上
At the resurrection
在复活的时候
ButAt the exaltation, he's giving you his kingdom.
当他被高举的时候，现在他赐给你他的国度。
So that you can be part of the kingdom.
现在你成为他国度的一部分。
Instead of serving the kingdoms of this world,
你不需要侍奉世界的国度。
You can serve the kingdom of Christ.
现在你可以侍奉基督的国度。
And when you seek first his kingdom,
当你寻求他的国度。
All these things will be added to you.
这一切都是要加添给你。
So that's what happened.
这是所发生的。
When he sat down as exalted King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
当他坐在天父的右手边是万王之王万主之主的身份
number two,
写下第二点
At his exaltation he received a name higher than every other name.
当他被高举的时候他领受了一个圣名超乎一切的名
He is both Lord and Christ.
他是主他也是基督
He is King.
他是王
He is Jehovah Jireh.
他是耶和华以勒
He is all the names.
他是所有一切的名
Every name become applicable.
一切的名都可以被活出来
So that when you know him,As that, his name is higher than every other name.
当你这样认识他的时候，他的圣名胜过一切的圣名。
Hell will obey him.
这个阴间要顺服他。
Earth will obey him.
地上要顺服他。
Heaven will respond to him.
天堂要对他有这个回应。
He's higher than all.
他是胜过了一切。
So, and he wants to offer you his kingdom.
现在他要把他国度献给你。
Come into my kingdom.
进入我的国度。
Get out from the domain of darkness.
从黑暗的势力中出来。
Let's become partners in the kingdom.
那我们成为这个国度里面的伙伴。
So that we can extend it.And advance the kingdom.
我们现在可以扩展他的国度。
Number two, I just mentioned to you, he received a name higher than every other name.
第二点，我讲到他领受了一个圣名胜过一切的名。
And he gave you that name.
现在他想把这个名赐给你。
He wrote that name on your forehead.
他把他的名呢写在你的这个额头上面。
I said he wrote his, your name on his, on your forehead.
他把他的圣名写在你的额头上面。
That we can use his name.
现在我们可以使用他的圣名。
So you receive a name higher than every other.
我们所领受的圣名呢是胜过一切的名。
He gave you the name.
现在他把他的圣名赐给你。
So that you use the name.
你可以使用这个名。
Pray in that name.
用这个名来祷告。
Prophesy in that name.
用奉这个圣名来。
Heal the sick in his name.
奉这个圣名医治百鬼。
So he's given you a very powerful tool.
现在他给你一个很大有能力的工具。
Not only is he King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
不单是万王之主王万主之主。
Offer you the kingdom.
他把他国度要给你。
He said now you can act as my representative.
他说现在你可以代表我来行动。
Use my name.
来使用我的圣名
Use my name.
使用我的圣名
In my name.
奉我的圣名
If you believe my name.
如果你相信我的圣名
You'll cast out demons.
你可以赶鬼
If you have my name.
如果拥有我的圣名
You'll heal the sick.
你可以医治病人
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的圣名
If you know my name.
如果你知道我的圣名
You'll cast out devils.
你可以来赶鬼
Do like what I will do.
做我所做的
Do as I will do.
做我要做的
That's why Christianity is powerful.
这就是为什么基督徒是大有能力的
In the days to come, you're going to see people's life change.
在未来日子里看到人们的生命改变
Drastically.
大大的改变
Because now you know the truth.
因为现在你认识这个真理
You can tell someone who don't know the truth.
你可以告诉那些不认识真理的人
Even Christians are so far backward as far as truth is concerned.
就算基督徒在真理方面也是大大的退后啊
Sometimes you've been in a church long enough.
有时候你在教会里面很久
you know the story by your backhand,
你知道你的故事
but it's the same story.
你知道这个故事但是 这是同样的故事
That's why when we celebrate Christmas we're not celebrating a baby we're celebrating the King of Kings and Lord of Lords
所以我们庆贺圣诞节我们不是庆贺了婴孩的耶稣呢而是庆贺了万王之王万主之主的耶稣
If your grandfather is 89 years old you don't bring a think of him as a baby
如果你祖父已经89岁你刚庆祝生日的时候你不想他是个婴孩对吗
You celebrate his 90 years
你要庆贺他90岁生日
and all that he accomplished
他所成就的一切
all the medals,
所以一切他的奖牌
We treat him at where he is now.
我们这样的对待他是现在照着他现在的方式。
We can hardly remember the first birthday.
我们不记得他的第一岁的生日是怎样的。
Because he's 89 years extra.
现在他已经超过89岁了。
So we celebrate him at this level.
所以我们在这个阶段庆贺他。
So when we celebrate Christmas, we're not celebrating baby.
所以我们庆贺圣诞节，我们不是庆贺婴孩。
We're celebrating him at his level.
我们是庆贺他在他这个阶段。
That's why that celebration should be great.
所以这个庆贺是伟大的。
Let the whole world know.
让全世界知道。
That he not only was born.
他不单单出生。
He died.
他死了。
He rose again.
他复活了。
He's exalted at the right hand of God.
他被高举在天父的右手边。
And he is the King of Kings.
现在还是万王之王。
And his government is what he wants you to enter in.
他要你进入他的国度。
And he's given you his name.
现在他赐给你他的圣名。
So that you use his name.
你可以使用他的圣名。
Stand in his name.
站在他的圣名上。
Represent his name.
来代表他的圣名。
Speak on behalf.
来为他说话。
You become Ambassador.
成为他的大使。
Number three.
第三点。
All authority and power.
一切权柄跟能力。
Has been given back to Jesus.
已经赐回给耶稣。
And now Jesus said, "Go into all the world, change the world."
现在耶稣对你们说，你要去到全世界，改变世界。
All authority and power has been given back to Jesus.
一切的权柄能力已经赐回给耶稣。
When he became King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
当他成为万王之王、万主之后。
Satan's authority.
撒旦的权柄
Satan's power,
撒旦的能力
the power of wickedness,
一切邪恶的能力
the power of lies,
撒谎的能力
hey, do you know lies have tremendous power?
你知道撒谎有很大的能力吗
lies can put you into jail.
撒谎可以使你坐监牢
Are you listening?
听到吗
But the truth will set us free.
但是真理会使我们得自由
There's a greater power than the power of lies.
就是胜过撒谎的能力
That's the power of truth.
就是真理的能力
The power of righteousness.
公义的能力
So all authority and power has been given back to Jesus.
所以一切的大能呢已经赐回给了耶稣还有权柄
That means to say every authority
所以一切的权柄
Receive authority from only one.
从一个人手中他已经得回来了
The government of Malaysia receive authority from the government of heaven.
这个马来西亚政府从天堂的领受了天堂的政府领受他们的权柄
Receive the authority from one authority.
菲律宾的政府也是从 天上的领受他们的权柄。
He gave to man.
他赐给了人这个权柄。
So that man can govern well.
所以人们可以好好的执政。
He lifts them up.
他高举他们。
And if they don't function, he removes them.
如果他们不能够好好的运作的话，他把他们除掉。
Every man must fear God.
所以每一个人都来惧怕。
Because he can raise up kingdoms, he can destroy kingdoms.
因为他们高举一个国度，他可以摧毁一个国度。
And I believe at the right time, the right thing will take place.
我相信对的时候，对的时间呢，事情将发生。
Malaysia will come under the rulership of Christ.
马来西亚会活在了基督的掌权之下。
We're not trying to turn everybody to become Christians, but we're letting everybody know who is the right one.
我们不是要使每个人成为基督徒，但是我们让每个人知道谁才是真正的王。
We're not saying we're going to talk about all Malaysia becoming Christians.
我们不是说所有的马来西亚人成为基督徒。
But all will recognize there is only one God.
但是每个人都要知道只有一个真神。
We're not converting everybody.
我们不是使到每个人成为基督徒。
We're conveying the message that He is King.
我们要带出这个信息，他是王。
There is no God beside him.
除了他之外，没有别神。
So all authority.
所以一切的权柄。
All power.
一切的能力。
All dominion.
一切的大能。
All rule.
一切的规则。
Has been subjected to the rule of Christ.
必须呢，服在基督的权柄之下。
And he reigns from Zion.
他从锡安上掌权。
The Lord said to my Lord, "Sit at my right hand until I make all your enemies a footstool."
我主对我主说，你要服在我，我使到你一切。敌人呢，做你的脚凳。
The Lord will stretch forth his scepter from Zion and say, "Rule in the midst of your enemies."
主要从西安伸出他的权杖，说在我敌人当中掌权。
That's when he was exalted.
这是当他被高举的时候所发生的。
Number four, he received the promise of the Holy Spirit.
第四点呢，他领受了圣灵的应许。
And now he's called the baptizer in the Holy Spirit.
现在他称为呢，用圣灵的施洗者。
He wants you to have the same leader he had.
他要你拥有他同样所拥有的领袖。
The Holy Spirit was Jesus' leader.
圣灵就是耶稣的领袖。
He was a comforter.
他是个安慰者。
So give the comforter back to you.
现在把这个安慰者赐回给你们。
Let the Holy Spirit guide you.
让圣灵来带领你。
And Jesus said, when He comes,
耶稣说，当他来的时候呢，
He will lead you into all truth.
他会带领你进入各种的恩典。
He will show you the way.
他会启示你这个道路。
Show you the light.
启示你这什么是亮
光。He will lead you to righteousness.
他会带领你进入公义的道路。
When he sat down at the right hand of God, he received the Holy Spirit.
所以当他坐在天父的右手边，天让他领受这个圣灵。
And he poured out the Holy Spirit.
现在把圣灵倾倒给我们。
When Jesus was given to us,
当耶稣赐给我们
，the best was given.
最好的赐给我们，天上最好赐给我们。
When the Holy Spirit was given to us,
当圣灵被赐给了我们
，the rest is given.
神所剩下的一切的都完全的给了我们。
Of all the dimensions of heaven,
一切天上的层面
，Jesus and the Holy Spirit,
耶稣还有圣灵
，has already been given to us.
已经赐回了给我们。
The Father said, "When the Son and the Holy Spirit can find place, then I will come."
当天父说，当我圣子跟圣灵可以找到地方的时候，我将要领导。
Can you imagine?
你可以想象吗？
I said, can you imagine?
你可以想象吗？
God moving in.
神已经进来了。
Into your life.
进入你的生命。
And living there.
坐在那，住在那里。
It's no longer I that live.
现在不再是我活着。
But Christ that liveth within me.
而是基督在我里面活着。
The life that I now live.
现在我活着的生命。
I live by faith in the Son of God.
而是借着基督的信心而活。
God coming down to live inside you.
神降临来住在我们里面。
The God who made the heavens.
平常的神
the God from the book of Genesis,
那个在启示在创世纪的神
Can you imagine he living inside you?
你可以想象吗这个神呢住在我们里面
I mean if he is your teacher you'll be excited
如果你他是你的讲导师你将会很兴奋
If he is your friend you'll be excited
如果他是你的朋友你将会很兴奋
If he is your colleague you'll be excited
如果他是你的同事你也会很兴奋
But more than that
但是超过这一切
He is your father
他是你的父亲
He is your life
他是你的生命
He is your hope
他是你的盼望
The best of the best
最好中的最好的
I said the best of the best
我说最好的
Come and live inside you
现在活在你里面
How you need to live right
你怎样活出对的生命
So that all of God can come into you
只要一切的神呢
So he received the Holy Spirit
所以他 领受了这个圣灵
And he saidTo Jesus,
所以他跟耶稣说
Sit at my right hand,
坐在了右手边
I'll make all your enemies a footstool.
我会使你一切仇敌做你的脚凳
And when he sat at the throne,
当他坐在宝座上
The Father pledged,
这个天父就做了承诺
To the Son,
对着圣子
And said, I'll make all your enemies a footstool.
他会说我要把你一切仇敌做你的脚凳
So God is in the war path,
所以现在神在征战
against sin,
对着罪恶征战
Sickness,
对着疾病征战
Disease and death,
还有死亡征战
Because he is exalted,
因为他被高举
we are exalted with him.
我们也跟他一起被高举
and he wants you and I to reign.
他要你跟我掌权
he wants you and I to fight this battle,
他要你跟我来打这场征战
to push back sin,
把一切罪恶推掉
sickness,
疾病推倒
disease,
疾病病菌
and death,
还有死亡
he said, go in my name,
他说奉我的圣名出去
go into all the world,
去到世界各国
let the Holy Spirit empower you,
让圣灵给你大能力
all that happened for us,
这些一切为我们而发生
he died,
他死了
He rose again,
他复活了
ascended to heaven,
他升天了
exalted at the right hand,
被高举在天父右手边
For the last 2,000 years,
在过去的2000年
He's been operating as King of Kings,
他是有个万王之王
Lord,
万主之主的身份操作
His place is evident,
他的地位是永久的
It's our place,
也是我们的地位
That's a mess,
只是我们这边的混乱的
Everything is complete,
一切已经完成了
God has healing power
神有医治的能力
But supply cannot come to you
但是这个供应不能临到我们为什么
He is light of the heavens
他是天堂的光
But the connection cannot get right
但是这联系呢不能够有对的联系
Are you listening?
听到吗
You have so many things that are there for us
有很多东西神与我们准备了
But we still cannot enter
但是我们还不能够进入
We don't know how to enter
我们也不懂怎样进入
But imagine a day
但是想象那一天
I said imagine a day
我说你想象那一天
That the Holy Spirit live in you
如果圣灵住在你里面
Holy Spirit move through you
圣灵进到你里面运行
How powerful one person will become
你一个那个人可以变到几大有能力的人
How strong your life will be
你的生命就大有大能
Just one Paul for all of Asia
只有一个呼召整个亚洲
One Moses for all of Egypt
一个摩西给所有的埃及
You don't need an army
你不需要整个军队
Moses getting the staff went to Pharaoh and all his army
摩西呢带着这个杖呢去到王宫呢所有的埃及的军队
One Daniel of all of Babylon
一个但以利给所有的巴比伦
One for Moab
一个给麻波
One for Batupaha
一个给巴杜
One for Jehobaru
一个给新山
One for Sagaman
一个给释迦牟
You just imagine just one
你可以想象只有一个人
One for the island of Crete
一个呢给这希腊岛上的人
Just one for the Philippines
一个给菲律宾
One that really lives like him
一个活出好像他的样子
One that is one with him
一个跟他一合一的
Just imagine one person
你可以想象那个人
You know so many sports events
很多的这运动的场合
100 meters
100米
All you need is one person to win
你只需要一个人去得胜
Olympic champion in Moa
把奥林匹克冠军从麻坡出来的
Just one
只有一位
Can you imagine you have one, you can talk about it all your life?
你可以想象一个人，你可以一生一世讲谈论那个人。
One breakthrough,
一个突破。
Whole world change,
整个世界改变。
One invention of the telephone,
一个发明电话。
In those days, they would dial up, and then hello, hello.
在以后几段日子呢，我们不断的就你按钮，然后你就讲 hello, hello.
But now you have wireless.
现在呢，你是无线的。
Don't need to dial up.
你不需要再转了。
It's digital.
现在是数码了
It's cyber, it's viral
啊，现在是数码一样
Virtual
看不见的
The whole world has changed
整个世界改变了
Start from something that began as one
从一个人开始
Then become an innovation
现在成为一个发明
The whole world has changed
整个世界改变
The way you live has changed
你所生活方式也改变了
Remember you had to carry the box so heavy, one telephone
记得吗？以前我带的手提电话很大字的。
Have you carried those? Have you used those things before?
一个箱子的，你用过吗
？You feel like you are walking in the army in the in the.
你想象以前你好像在军队里面使用的那种电话。
It's so heavy. By the time you finish your phone call, your muscles will be much bigger.
很重要。那时候你讲完话的时候，你感觉到你的整个手的肌肉都强壮了很多。
But just one thing changed the whole world.
但是只有一件事情改变了全世界。
One invention changed the whole world.
一个发明改变了全世界。
One invention of printing press changed the whole world.
一个印刷机的发明改变了全世界。
It's amazing.
很奇妙。
That's why the Bible says God is looking for a man.
所以圣经讲到神在寻找一个人。
Just one person will do it right.
一个人做对的事情。
You don't need the whole church.
你不需要整个教会。
You just need one good song leader.
你只需要一个好的。
The whole atmosphere change.
整个气氛就改变了。
You need just one team.
你只需要一个团队。
The whole city will change.
整个城市会改变。
My friends, when he died,
我朋友当他死的时候，
he was looking to rise again.
他在寻找复活。
When he died, you died.
当他死了，你跟他一起死。
When he rose again, you rose again.
当他复活了，你跟他一起复活。
When he ascended, you ascended.
当他升天，你跟他一起升天。
When he exalted, you exalted too.
当他被高举，你也一起被高举。
So you're operating from there.
所以你从天上操作。
Not from here.
不是从地上操作。
That's why the Bible says, "Our Father who art in heaven."
所以圣经上，我们在天上的父。
Our prayer starts with Him.
我们的祷告从那边开始。
Our life starts with Him.
我们的生命从那边开始。
Ask yourself one question before I pray.
问你自己一个问题，当然还没为你祷告。
If all these things be true.
如果这些事情我所讲的都是真实的
We got to make up our mind to live it.
我们必须做出这个选择要活出这样的方式
We got to stake a claim to what is ours.
我们必须支起属于我们的
So that the church will rise.
直到教会兴起
To the highest order.
去到更高的层次
You think sin is attacking you?
你知道你以为这罪恶在攻击你吗疾病在攻击你吗
And they have power over our lives.
但是我们里面有这个能力
Why do you think that way?
为什么你不要这样想?
Because you're not in the right place.
因为你没有在对的地方。
If you're in the right place,
如果在对的地方,
you're authority flowing.
你就有这权柄来胜过。
The king is never at a disadvantage.
这个国王呢不会处在劣势。
The king is never vulnerable.
这个国王从来不会软弱。
Because if he rules well,
因为如果好好的统治,
every betrayal is known before it begins.
一切的背叛呢他还没开始的时候他已经开始对付了。
And the king is here.
这个国王在这里。
I said the king is here.
我说这个王在这里。
We need to...Rise up.
我们必须兴起来。
There's no use celebrating Easter and don't be in the place for which Easter was created.
庆贺这个啊复活节没有用。如果我们不知道他复活节的意义
，Why did he die?
为什么他死
？Why did he rise again?
为什么他复活
？Why did he ascend?
为什么他升天
？Why is he exalted?
为什么被高举在天父的右手边
？For the church.
为了教会。
That's why he said, "Let all the house of Israel know for certain that this Jesus is both Lord and Christ."
所以让全世界让以色列的家知道了这个耶稣他是主，他也是基督。
The download must be real.
所以这个下载要真实。
If you can know that, your life will change.
如果你能够知道，你的生命将会改变。
You don't live like a beggar anymore.
你不像活出了乞丐的方式。
We don't rise up for a while and then fall.
我们不需要呢啊上升一下子，然后跌下来。
We will go from glory to glory, from strength to strength.
我们要力上加力，荣上加荣。
This is our portion.
这就是属于我们的。
This is our life.
这就是我们的生命。
This is our hope.
这就是我们的盼望。
This is our future.
这就是我们的未来。
The last 2,000 years.
在过去的两千年。
What has Jesus been doing?
耶稣在做什么？
It's found in the book of Hebrews.
在希伯来书讲到。
So that you can connect all of that together.
这里可以把它一切联系起来。
And then we will go to Zion.
那我们就可以去到锡安。
Where the spirit of righteous men are made perfect.
在那里公义的人的灵呢被成为完全。那就是永生式的城市。
Live a different way.
活出不一样的方式。
Those people who come from the city.
那些从城市来的。
They look at the people who live in the village.
他们看着乡村人的生活。
They cannot understand.
不能够明白。
They also cannot understand the people in the city either.
他们乡村的人不明白城市的人。
Because everything is conditioned by your environment.
因为一切呢都是借着因为被环境限制。
If you live in a country for so long, your city is not just you are not interested.
你活在乡村很久了，你不对城市的生活不感兴趣。
If you live in the city very long, you are not interested in the kampung.
你活在城市很久了，你对这个kampung的生活呢也没有兴趣。
Chinese New Year is okay.
农历新年比较紧啊。
It's grandma's cooking.
啊，因为祖母在煮饭啊。
But other than that, you don't want to go home.
过后的这个日子你就不要回家了
But I want to let you know, if you live like this,
我要你知道当你如果活出这样的方式
you don't want to live any other way,
你不要活出别的方式了
so free,
这样的自由
because he is in charge,
因为他在掌权
and you're ruling together with him.
你跟他一起有掌权
Amen.
Amen.
He died,
他死了
he rose again,
他复活了
he ascended,
他升天
he's exalted,
他被高举
and now your turn.
现在是我们的时候了
give him his name.
他赐给我们他的圣灵
He gave you Jesus as the head of the church.
他给了我们的耶稣是教会的头他给了我们他的圣灵
Everything he has
一切他所拥有的
has given it to us,
他现在赐给了我们
like the politicians ask, apa lagi lu mau?
好像呢，这个政治人物呢，你还要什么？
Everything given to you.
一切都给了你啦。
If you don't rise,
如果你再不兴起，
you need to hit yourself.
你必须自己打自己几巴掌。
Because the problem is not on his end.
因为现在问题不是出在他身上。
The problem is not even the devil.
问题也不出在魔鬼身上。
The problem is one that you see in the mirror every day.
问题是出在你每天在镜中所看到的那个人。
That is the problem one.
那个才是中普通的人物。
If you change,
如果你改变，
the whole world is ready to change.
整个世界都准备好要改变。
Stand to your feet, let me pray for you this morning.
站在，请你站起来，我也祷告。
And give you resurrection blessing.
给你这个复活的祝福。
So that you know.
这样你可以知道
This is my world.
这是我的世界
This is my father's world.
这是我天父的世界
I'm going to rule and reign with him.
我要跟他一起掌权作王
Nothing can stop you.
没有东西可以拦阻我们
Hey listen, if I allow things to stop my life, you'll be discouraged.
如果允许这些东西能拦阻我的生命你将会失望啊
Because nowadays, one day I don't come to church on Sunday.
有一天礼拜天如果我们没有来教会
People from South Africa are calling in.
人们从南非来打电话给我
We're watching live stream, Papa is not there, what's wrong?
我们在上网看这个现场转播，爸爸没有出现，为什么问题
？I can't take leave.
我不能够请假。
I can't go on holiday.
我也不能够去度假。
They want to know what happened.
他们要知道发生了什么事情。
The whole world is looking.
整个世界在找我。
So I have to behave.
所以我必须在这里。
I have to become stronger.
我必须比较更加刚强。
I have to fight.
我必须打仗。
Let you know that it can be done.
让你知道他是做得到的。
To let you know it can be done.
让你知道是做得到。
When people share the testimony, they let you know it can be done.
当他们分享他们见证，让他们知道他们做得到。
Simple people.
简单的人。
Make things happen.
知道事情发生。
It's a confused one that's a problem.
只是混淆人才是问题。
So are you ready?
所以你准备好了吗
？He died, you died. When he rose, you rose.
他死，你跟着死；他复活，你跟着复活。
When he ascended, you ascended.
当他升天，你跟他升天。
When he sat at the right hand of God.
当他坐在天父的右手边。
You and I sat at the right hand of God.
你跟他一起坐在天父的右手边。
So our turn. This is our turn.
现在是我们的时刻。
Amen. This is our time.
现在是我们的时刻。
It's what you need to do.
这是你应该做的。
So you got to live your whole life.
所以你活出整个生命。
To express what has already happened.
来讲出了你所发生的。
Amen.
活出你所已经发生的。
Let me pray for you this week.
举起你的手，让我为你祷告。
That will be a resurrection week.
再是个复活的礼拜。
With many convincing proof, he will turn to you and touch your life and transform your life.
然后借着他生命的触摸，你的生命的转变，你的生命。
Father, we thank you for the message of the resurrection.
天父，我们感谢你这个复活的信息。
He is risen.
他已经复活了。
Why do you look for the dead among the living?
为什么你在死人当中找活人呢
？Let the life of God break forth in us.
让神的生命在我们里面破除出来。
Thank you for the victory.
感谢主这个得胜。
Thank you for causing us to triumph in Christ.
感谢主在我们基督里面。得胜
Not only we have won, but we are celebrating our victory.
不单单我们得胜了，我们现在庆贺我们的胜利。
Thank you, Lord, because you live.
感谢神，因为你活着。
We can face tomorrow.
我们可以面对明天。
Because we live.
因为你活着。
We live in you.
我们活在你里面。
And move in you.
在你里面运行。
And have our being in you.
在你里面有这个性情。
Thank you for setting us free.
感谢主的释放我们。
From sin, sickness, and disease.
从疾病捆绑当中。
And all satanic power.
一切魔鬼的力量。
So that we can live the life on the highest plane.
使我们可以活在更高的层次的生命
not at the lowest plane,
不是在低下滑的生命
not just to be just meager portions here and there,
不是只是一点点这边一点那边一点的生命
but to have life and life abundantly,
乃是有丰盛的生命
we thank you, Lord,
我们感谢你主
help us to extend your kingdom,
帮助我们扩展你的国度
so that we put faith in people's hearts,
使我们把这信心放在人的心中
not confusion or fear,
不是的混乱或者是惧怕
I thank you, Lord,
我感谢你主
for giving us answers,
给我们这个答案
to the many questions of our life,
给我们答案，生命中不同的问题的答案。
You are the answer,
因为你才是我们的答案。
You are the life,
你乃是我们的生命。
You are the healing,
你乃是我们的医治。
You are the health,
你乃是我们的健康。
You are the wealth,
你乃是我们的财富。
You are everything to us,
你乃是属于我们的一切。
That when we have you and we have the Holy Spirit,
我们感谢我们拥有你，我们拥有了圣灵。
We have the best and the rest of heaven,
我们拥有的最好的，还有天上剩下的。
Father, seal our relationship.
天父啊，你是印记我们的关系，奉耶稣的圣名。
That even as we stand together and labor together,
那么一起的同工合作
，lives of people will change.
人们的生命将要改变。
Miracles will continue to happen every day.
奇迹在每一天都要发生。
We are expecting a life of miracles.
我们期待了奇迹的生命。
Every day,
每一天。
Satan must bow.
魔鬼要跪拜。
Sin must bow.
疾病要跪拜。
Sickness must bow.
疾病要罪要跪拜。
Every fear must bow.
一切惧怕都要跪拜。
Let faith be on the aggressive side.
让信心的大大的活出来。
That those who have faith will act violently against the powers of the enemy.
那些拥有信心的要 激烈的对抗敌人的力量。
No more soft Christianity.
不再是软弱的基督徒。
No more poor Christianity.
不再是贫穷的基督徒。
No more weak Christianity.
不再是软弱的基督徒。
But we have a strong Christ rising in our heart.
我们在里面有刚强的基督在兴起来。
That our inner man is strengthened with strength from on high.
那么灵人呢，从上头来的力量。
So that Christ can dwell in our heart.
让基督可以活在我们里面。
In Jesus' name, let that same Christ dwell in our heart.
让奉耶稣的圣名，同样基督活在我们里面。
Choose your plan. Choose your will. Choose your purpose. Choose your people.
选择你的子民。
Choose to be passionate.
用热忱来选择。
Because your zeal has made this thing happen.
因为你的火热的心使得这些事情发生。
In your zeal, hasten our development.
借着你的热忱的。
Hasten our growth.
事情都发生了。
Every man will become stronger.
每一个人都变得刚强。
Another 20% extra.
更加20%额外的增加。
So that we can do greater and greater exploits for you.
使我们可以为你做更伟大的事情。
Lord, this week we surrender the week to you.
这个礼拜我们把我生命降服给你。
And everyone in our church will be supernaturally visited by dreams and vision and revelation of the Holy Ghost.
我们教会每一个人要超自然的借着异梦异象呢，被你拜访。
Meet everyone at the point of need.
你要遇见每一个人。
And change them in the pew.
改变他们的生命。
Change them where they're sitting.
改变他们在坐的地方。
So that their life will never be the same again.
让他们生命将再也不一样。
So that our church can take on bigger assignments and greater assignments.
让我们教会呢可以拿起的更大的使命。
We don't want to be doing the same thing again and again every year.
我们不要每一年都做同样的事情。
We want you to bring life back to the church.
我们要你把这生命带回给教会。
Spirit back to the church.
把这个灵带回给教会。
Let a new generation rise.
让新一群的人民兴起来。
We thank you for all that you want to do in our lives.
我们感谢你在我们生命中所要做的。
Thank you for raising up all nation sanctuary.
感谢你兴起万国圣殿。
We are blessed because you are here.
我们得祝福，因为你在这里。
We are blessed because you are our Father.
我们得祝福，因为你是我们的天父。
We thank you.
我们感谢你。
We affirm our commitment to you.
我们要向你来为真。
Touching God is our passion.
触摸神是我们的热忱。
Changing life is our priority.
改变生命是我们的优先。
And all nation sanctuary,
在万国圣殿，
families,
我们要建造家庭。
Raise leaders.
兴起领袖。
Serve the community.
来服侍的社区。
Model education.
来教育的模范。
Pursue purpose and corporate destiny.
来追求呢共同的命定和目标。
Help us to finish our assignment.
来完成我们的使命。
That this week people will be saved.
这个礼拜很多人要得救
people will be healed,
很多人要得医治
people will be touched by God,
很多人被神所触摸
people will be changed,
很多人要改变
new families will rise,
新的家庭要兴起来
new leaders will rise,
新的领袖要兴起来
new aspect of the community will be taken,
在新的在社会的族群呢将被锁起
our school will become better and better, stronger and stronger,
我们的学校变得更加刚强
send the right teachers,
你要差遣对的老师
Send the right students
差遣对的学生
Send the right families
差遣对的家庭
We pray that the purpose of God will be done
我们祷告神的旨意要成就
In Jesus' name
奉耶稣基督的圣名
And all God's people say
所有神的子民说
Amen, Hallelujah
Amen, Hallelujah
Give them a shout of praise
给他们呼喊的赞美
Hallelujah Hallelujah Amen